DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic. Flopsy.
I think that what we need to take out of that is that you're a weird dude.
Your host, Robert Digital.
I think this is a worse idea than Evolve 2.
And Smoochie.
How you doing?
I'm doing very sober.
Okay, cool.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
I'm Emilio.
This is Chi.
And this is Chad.
Chad joining us remotely again.
And yep. Chad sucks, by the way.
All right.
Not too bad. Not too bad, though.
No, audio. You sound great, Chad.
Yeah. Sounds like you're here.
I always sound good. There's obviously a missing presence. Yeah. And it's kind of creepy that he's always like, he's watching at us through a Skype camera and a laptop that is at crotch level right now. So
he's all up in cheese business.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Emil, did you bring me up the webcam or did you leave it down there?
No, I didn't bring it for you.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to buy one and I'll have it set up next week. So at least you can stare at my crotch also.
Yeah.
It'll work out.
Just like old times, eh?
Crotch watching with DL Gaming.
Yep.
All right.
JMR asked, how much does it cost to get access to the crotch cam? I like it. We'll discuss payments later.
Yeah,
JMR.
It could be a new tier in our Patreon.
Patreon. Yep. Speaking of which, do we have any new?
No, actually, this week.
No. Wow. Oh,
I think we, at least Emil and I, decided on a t-shirt idea that I'll shoot you guys some initial thoughts on this week. So hopefully we got a t-shirt coming in the next couple weeks.
And yep. Just by being a Patreon member, at what tier do you get a free t-shirt?
You get one free t-shirt at $5. You get continuous t-shirts at $10. And you get that stuff and more with the $30 sounded like too much tier, which is $27.
I think we should change the settings and put some crotch cam in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work on that one.
Bro, you on crotch watch? Yeah, I'm on crotch watch.
All right, couple of announcements. We still have a copy of Fortnite that we're going to be giving away. We're going to be doing that through our Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
At some point. I'm off tomorrow. I think I can handle that.
Okay.
The logic part of the digital underscore logic.
Is not me, even though that part of the name came from me.
That's true.
The irony. Lunar mission, what's that?
No idea.
So my birthday's on Thursday.
Or is it coming up?
It's coming up on the 10th.
Oh, happy early birthday.
That's why my parents are coming into town next weekend. But last weekend, Emil came up and we did a little celebration up here. But one of the things we did was we did another escape room. This time we did the lunar mission. We posted up some pictures on our Instagram.
By the way, Anna and Sam look really super hot in their spacesuits. And then that other Asian girl that wasn't me. Like, you guys hung out all together and you brought another Asian girl to the party.
Yes, we did.
That was not me. I bet myself and Max would look amazing in spacesuits.
Probably.
It would. We should, next time I'm down, we should get all of us to do an escape room because I really want to do one with you guys.
Will there be spacesuits involved or did I miss that boat?
That might only be an LA thing. Yeah. I don't know if San Diego's got one.
Anyway,
like
if you've never done an escape room, even though they're hip and trendy or whatever, they're super fucking fun. I can't say a bad word about them.
First off, I don't think escape rooms exist in cities with populations less than 200,000 people.
I would guess so, yeah. And I think you could probably put that at like 1 million, I would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all you people that suck, to stop sucking.
What? The other
move
thing
to a bigger city.
Yeah, move to an overpriced city.
Yeah.
Why not?
The other thing I wanted to bring up about him coming up was he brought all my shit, including my desk. So hopefully this week I will be all set up in the room and maybe can do some Twitch streaming. Might be coming up this week.
You're going to be a Twitch streamer, Chad? Have you ever streamed on Twitch before?
Nah, I mean,
Okay, well,
you
can
just
help.
Make your hair look good, you like can, Bobby, right? And then it's all
you
good,
can help,
right?
Well, lighting is imperative. And, yeah. Oh, no, just have Anna play with you, and then you'll be you'll become the most popular Twitch streamer. Okay. Because she's so hot. Like,
I'll work
yeah.
on that.
But anyways, outside of that, though, if you want to get involved in streaming on Twitch, we could tag team on that DLG streaming Twitch.
Well, I just figure since I'm not working right now, I should probably be doing something to, like, help out DLG, so maybe I'll do that. Maybe
get some
I'll
daily
tweet,
fulfillment.
Maybe I'll tweet a couple times. JMR says we need to tweet more than once a month. Probably a valid statement.
And Twitch earns its very first crotch cam streamer.
Yep. Maybe we'll do that.
And we call him the big old Flopsy.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's nice with him not here. Like, he's not taking up all the room. It's nice.
We don't have to stare at crotch. It's okay. Yeah.
I think we hit 12 mentions of crotch so far in the first 5 minutes, mm-hmm. so we're on record.
Yep, it's definitely going on the show title. All right, so next week we're going to be recording live on Discord at 2 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. That's our time zone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to be, if you want to listen live and be part of the fun, today not that many people. Well, they're trickling in, but it's not as big as usual because it's late on a Sunday. But we're going to do Monday. We're going to be doing it sooner. Yeah, 2 p.m.
On a Sunday.
On an actual weekend day. So
yeah.
Week date. No. What's a weekend day?
I'm taking a day off, so I'm going to get fucked up.
Yeah, me too.
It's weird drinking alone, actually.
I'm drinking with you, buddy.
Okay, cool.
All right, so let's talk about some games that are on the radar. The first one I wanted to mention was this one called Grimoire, Heralds of the Winged Exemplar.
I like the name.
Yeah, it's quite a name. There was an article about this saying that this game was 20 years in the making, and people were a little disappointed when it came out.
And the graphics look like they're 20 years old.
What type of game is this?
It is an RPG, but it is a grid-based RPG. So think of...
Wizardry?
Legend of Grimrock. Yeah, Wizardry. Yeah, that type of thing where you're looking straight on and you can turn around. So I checked out the Steam page, and I had such a good time with Legend of Grimrock that I'm kind of interested in this one. There was one on the Nintendo. I think it was called Swords and Serpents. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Gate.
Not Baldur's Gate, no.
Nope.
But I don't know. I was kind of interested in this game, but it's $35.99.
Damn.
At that price, I don't know. Let me pull this up here so you guys can see what it looks like.
It's getting really bad reviews also.
I don't know. I'm seeing 7 out of 10.
Yeah, this on Steam, it's mostly positive. But
okay, this is what trips me because... The graphics, I understand that it's a remake, and yes, you took 20 years
not
to
a remake,
make this.
It took 20 years just to make a game.
Just to make a game.
Yeah.
And they're charging more than like a game like PUBG, which is $29.99.
Yeah. So go fuck yourself, right?
Yeah. There, no pixels move in this damn game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure everything is like a storybook converted into
get them, cheat. I bet they're gay, too.
Right?
Get them. Get them.
Wait, that's coming. If you don't know, now you know. It's coming later. Anyways, I'll try to be less hateful this podcast.
No, we need that. Passion.
No, you do you, Chi.
You should have heard like the way I was ripping new holes watching Dota International with Bobby. So
just now?
Uh-huh. Purge Gamers needs
Wait,
hair
is the International that started?
It's live. Mm-hmm. It's going
on.
They
finished the group stage on Sunday and they just started
Shit.
Games, yeah.
Can you watch through Steam or where do you watch? I guess
I think you can watch through Steam. I haven't checked, but I've been watching on Twitch.
Okay. Cool. That's good to know. I'll watch it tonight.
We'll talk more about that later.
Okay.
All right.
What's Foxhole?
Foxhole is a... It
sounds like a curse word, first of all.
It considers itself a massively multiplayer game, but it's a kind of a top-down isometric war game where it's supposed to have these huge like front lines that hundreds of people are kind of shooting at each other and all. It's still in early access, but it just came out a week or two ago.
Do you control one dude or a squad, or do you know?
One guy.
Okay. I saw this. This actually popped up in my queue, and I was looking into it a little bit. And I know just from looking at it, if I played it, I would enjoy it. But the thing is, it's $19.99, and I don't think this is the type of game where I can convince people that I know
to jump in with you for
jump
20
in and
bucks.
Play for yeah. 20 bucks. Yeah. So yeah. That's
it's
where,
unlike
that's
PUBG,
where
what you said last week, where you're like, buy this right now.
And then, like, right. And just from looking at it, people would buy it. But this one here, they're like, you got to yeah. convince me a little
yeah,
bit
yeah,
more.
For sure.
You know?
It looks
and it's still
like,
early access,
in case you're wondering
too, so.
What it looks like Band of Brothers. Is that what that's
yeah,
called?
Yeah, it does have that kind of... is that the one? Is that that... It, the RTS game
no,
that you're
wrong.
Talking about, right?
Band of Brothers is that HBO series. Mm-hmm. I'm close, though.
Company
Somebody's
of Heroes?
Right now. Company of Heroes. Boom. Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
This
it's
is interesting. For sure.
It's doing a different take on it. I've always liked the concept of having these hundreds of people fighting each other in kind of a persistent world. So that intrigued me right off the bat. But I'm hearing that it still has some issues that they're working on. So I don't
a
know.
A lot
we'll
of
see.
Other games have persistent worlds, such as what's that one shooter game that I played?
Arma 3 does for sure. There's a mod called something or other, but Moogle Mike was talking Ooh. About how like you you know you kill and you take money from other people.
Helldivers, isn't that persistent world too?
No. No. Sort of. Planet they've Side got kind of
two.
A
that was one
a,
where there was
a map that they're working on that you're trying to
and then
slowly
that
take
one
over.
Game with that I played and forgive me the name eludes me where you're swinging around your sword.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, that's narrowing it down. Yeah.
First person, very intricate combat.
Are you a
very
male?
Popular? Vikings versus samurai.
Oh,
For Honor.
Yeah, For Honor.
For Honor, yes. Yeah. Isn't that a persistent world
maybe.
As well?
I don't
maybe.
Think so.
Planet Side 2 is.
A little just side note on For Honor. It's actually going to be free to play this coming weekend. So next
nice.
Week. It's going to be free to play, so if you have any interest in playing it, you can
Which
give
I
it a
do.
Go next weekend.
Cool.
Why do you think they're going free to play? Is it because
they're not
losing
going free to play?
Community?
It's just a free weekend because
oh,
they're
it's
doing
a free weekend.
More
content.
They're
okay.
dropping more content.
It is
the new
be on sale.
Season comes out for them.
I see that happening so. More and more. Those free weekends, they must be profitable.
Yeah, well, it's a typical marketing strategy these days. They have a free to play weekend. They have the game on sale, so they. Build up the community. You have to do it on a game like that that's community based. So you have all these people playing. So all the people that come in to check it out are just like, hey, tons of people are playing this game. I'm getting the games like really quick, and they have a good time, and then they buy it while it's on sale.
Yeah, it's a good strategy.
Yeah, you know, sure. The only time, well, the only game that has really caught my attention on free to play weekend has been Overwatch. That's the only game that I can think of that I've actually.
Oh, they've had those.
Overwatch has had, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now that I think about it. I think I bought Titanfall 2 off of a free weekend.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Captain Gummy mentions that your Arma 3 mods are going to be called either Arma Life or Arma Exile. Does that sound familiar?
It might be Exile, but it sounded like a... I'll get it later. I'm going to play Arma 3 at some point. I promise.
Next one up that I wanted to mention is Redeemer. Redeemer came out... last week, and it considers itself, I would say it's a mix between Hotline Miami and kind of a
Diablo
beat 'em up or like a
ooh, this looks good.
Yeah, so
it looks
I was
like just, Hotline Miami with actual graphics.
It's weird because the character looks like Kratos with a shotgun.
Yeah,
they got like shotguns and hammers and stuff, and so It looked interesting. It seemed more a game for Bobby or Emilio than for me, but it seemed interesting. So
how much is this, Bobby?
It's on sale right now for $12.74.
Might be a pickup.
Wow, that's a
might
good.
Be a pickup.
That's a good price. Even full price $14.99 for a game that looks as good as Diablo.
Yep.
Wow. I mean,
buy
that price, yeah. Do not buy Grimoire for $35.99.
Yeah, buy
Check
two Redeemers. You'll be better off buying two Redeemers.
Buy yourself and a friend Redeemer. It's like the Coke bottle with your friend's name
well,
on it.
Well, we haven't played it yet, so we don't know if it's
And
actually
if you don't
good.
Like it, you can
it runs
redeem
off
it.
Unreal Engine. I mean, that generally, if something is run off of the Source Engine and or Unreal Engine, can you really go wrong? Well, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
I'm
you can
sure,
go wrong with
yes. Okay, yeah, very true.
The last one that I want to mention on the radar is a game called Hob, which I didn't even know about, but it's coming from Runic Games. They're the guys that did Torchlight and Torchlight 2.
Okay.
But it's kind of like an ICO inspired style game, and
which ICO is like the whole game is a escort quest, right?
When I hear sort Torchlight, of, I hear co-op. I also like think co-op is that
no,
involved?
No, this is
because ICO
seems to me
player.
It seems to be a single player game. So it just looks interesting. And so they announced the street date for that of September 26th. I hadn't even heard of the game, and it's coming out next month.
It's got that Torchlight look to it, which is nice.
Yeah, it does. Like, but it's like a little brighter than other games.
Torchlight 1 might be my favorite dungeon crawler ever.
Yeah.
It's done so well.
Both the Torchlights are really good.
Yeah. Well, the second one took things too far, but yeah, it's very good. Cool.
So anyways, thanks I'm for excited those for up, that dude. One. I'm probably going to pick that one up when it comes out.
Thanks for making me spend more money.
Yep, that's what I'm here for.
Yep.
I thought you family share with Bobby. Nobody spends money on video games anymore, right?
He doesn't buy good stuff for the most part. Yeah. I mean, every once in a while he'll buy something good.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times I'll have those games like that are not like AAA titles, but they're like these odd, like, quirky ones you want to check out.
Like RimWorld. I want to play that off. I have it downloaded.
Quadrilateral.
You
want to
play a game that doesn't have pixels that move? I'm
Give
just kidding.
Grimoire, Heralds of Wind, Exemplars, to go.
I'm kidding.
Cool.
I'm
looks
kidding.
Like you guys have some stuff to talk about while I get another drink.
Yeah. Two? Bobby, you want to start us off? You got a lot to talk about.
I got a good amount to talk about. So my vacation is winding down, but I'm still getting a good amount of time to play some games in. I'm starting to write stuff down, and I advise you guys to do the same when you're playing games. Just like jot stuff down in a Google Docs, because so many times I want to talk about something and then I completely space out when the podcast comes around. Like last week when I brought up League of Legends, I completely forgot to talk about the whole surrender system, which is interesting to me because Heroes of the Storm does not have a surrender system.
I hate that it doesn't.
Surrender.
It pisses me off.
Well, a lot of people have felt that way.
Is it a vote surrender then? Like 3 out of 5 teammates have to vote to surrender to
well,
surrender?
Well, every game's different when it comes to that. But Heroes of the Storm has no surrender system. And the product...
Well, the games are manager, so short.
Yeah, the games are short. But
worth it?
I can't remember the guy's exact title, but basically the guy like in charge... they call him Captain Adab. I can't remember his real name, but that's like the nickname the community has given to him. But he came out with a post and he said, you know, I've learned to never say never when we develop games, but I will say this, we are never going to do a surrender system for these reasons, and kind of outlined why he felt that way. And, you know, one of them was, yeah, the games are really short and it also sends the wrong message and there's so many opportunities for comebacks. But
yeah, and it kind of robs the victor of their victory, in a sense. And not only that, I feel like a lot of people who do rage quit may have, you know, like, it's less punishing to rage quit. If you rage quit, you know that your team will just surrender, and then they don't have to endure another 20 to 30 minutes of gameplay just to kind of make up for the fact that you rage quit. I know in Dota 2, there's no surrender button, but if somebody rage quits, there's a certain time window where you could drop the game. You still get a loss, but you don't suffer a penalty, I believe, as harsh as a rage quit would.
Yeah, I don't really think Heroes needs a surrender system. And here's the thing, comparing it to League of Legends. League of Legends does have a surrender system, but you can't use it until 15 minutes into the game, at least in the mode that I was playing. And
yeah,
15 minutes into a Heroes of the Storm game, if it's a stomp, like a stomp worthy of surrendering, the game's already over at 15 minutes anyway, for the most part. And
so it's kind of like built in.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. On the surrender system with League, it has to be unanimous. It has to be all 5 people say, yes, I want to surrender. And that, in my experience, never happens. Like 5 people agreeing to surrender unanimously, I don't think it's very likely. I think after the 20-minute mark, 4-1 works, and then, I don't know, at some point, I don't know if you can ever get to, like, a 3-2 vote, but it has to be, like, what was it in Smite? We played a lot of Smite
ten minutes.
Had a surrender system. Yeah, it was 10 minutes.
And 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5?
But then, it was on. There's certain ones that, like, there's one that takes 4 people. There's 4 people on your team. It takes 3 out of 4 on that one, which I always thought was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that's all I wanted to say about League of Legends. It's just, I haven't been playing as much this week. I think I'm kind of over my whole League of Legends stint. I still have played nothing but Gragas and just been trying to learn the game by playing one character.
I wish more people would do that.
Have you made a steady group of league friends yet? Like a core league?
No,
not. Are you just playing?
How do you make friends out of a bunch of assholes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
I mean, well, I don't know if it's because I play at the higher level in Heroes of the Storm. I'm playing at much higher MMR, so everyone kind of knows what they're doing, so people don't really rage at each other as much, because everyone's... They're not playing, like, super well, but, like, they're playing the game correctly for the most part, or doing their best to play the game correctly. In League, I'm playing, like, in the dumpster tier. Like, I think one person mentioned he was Silver 2. I'm like, fuck, dude, that's pretty bad. I don't know, League. I know it's harder to level up in a League, but Silver seems pretty bad.
Lofty.
To me.
Oh, that's not good. I do want to say, Bobby... somebody asked him why he's so, like, whatever, laid back or whatever.
Reserved?
Yeah, reserved. He fucking bragged for the first time, I think, maybe ever since I've ever known him. He put up his five or six wins in a row. He put up a picture of it. Was that six wins in a row?
His chicken dinner?
It only shows
dinner?
You a certain amount of the recent matches in one panel. But I went on a 10-game winning streak.
Damn.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was all 100%. Every single game I played is Gragas, except for one. I played Annie because I couldn't get Gragas in time.
Huh.
But, yeah.
That's
and then
good.
I had
that
some
means
really bad games, though. When I have bad games in League, they're, like, really bad. They're, like, people raging after the first 2 minutes and then, like, one person griefing and not surrendering. The three games that I lost, I quit the game before it ended. And I never did that. I used to pride myself on this with Smite. I never quit a game. It would tell you on Smite. I don't know if it does anymore, but it would tell you, like, won, lost, and, like, games you've abandoned. Like, you just left before the game was over.
Dead zero.
And mine was dead zero. And I was very proud of that because I was such a good sport. But in League, I've just straight up walked out of, like, three games. I'm just like, I've got to leave in, like, 45 minutes. I'm not going to spend half that just playing a game that's going to be lost and people are being shitty.
Is that why the community is so toxic? Because they make it too easy? For people
to, like,
just
bounce,
yeah.
No, there's repercussions for that if you do it a lot, but the amount that I play, it's not gonna.
But then they're probably like, you know, I could just hop on my Smurf account and start playing right off the bat again.
Oh, everybody I played with was a Smurf, like everybody.
But I think you need to get just a little bit higher up in the rankings, and you'll start getting less of that. Of everything.
I just wish we were talking about Dota 2 more than League of Legends, especially considering...
Then play it.
The time of the year.
Well, I
need somebody
Dota
to play
2.
Dota 2 with.
I
don't.
2.
I'm not
I'll
even friends with
that.
My old Dota 2 gamers anymore.
I don't have... Because the TI has come around, and I've been watching that, like, nonstop, even the group stage I was watching. I started playing some Dota 2 as well, and I did not have anything good to say about that game. Like, I did not like it. I think it is such an archaic, like, antiquated game. And compared, now that I've played League, I've played, like, all the MOBAs. I've played League, like, a little bit.
You're not the only one, Bobby.
No, I played Smite a lot. I played Heroes of the Storm a lot. I played, you know, Paragon. I played Dawn of the whatever that was, Dawn War. Something that got canceled. I played the one with the
Warhammer,
the DC
Dawn of
one.
War?
No,
the oh, DC Dawn Gate.
No, the DC Dawn Gate. Dawn Gate. I played the DC one.
Yeah, you liked
Infinite
that one.
Crisis.
Hey, whatever happened
like
to the mech one?
I kind of got hooked on what mech one?
They it got announced, and then like we covered it, and then I guess they.
What was that one called?
I don't know.
Is that still around?
But that sounds sweet.
I don't know. They come and go. Like
Heroes
Infinite Crisis is gone, and
did
I
did you play Han?
Han? No, I never really played that. I went back and played it after like
Supernova. That's what it's called.
Oh, Supernova. Okay.
Yeah,
but I've played all these MOBAs, and Dota is the one that sticks out to me. Like, it's the one that is just so different from all the other ones. Like, everything about that game, there's a phrase they use all the time in education: setting them up for success or setting them up for failure. Like I hear it's like played out in any speech I have to listen to regarding like educating children. You always want to set them up for success. But I mean, it's true. It's like if you want kids to throw their trash away, you put a trash can out in your room and you make it visible so it's easy for them to throw it away. And like when I think of Dota, I feel like that game is setting me up for failure. Like everything about that game feels unnecessarily clunky. Like the UI doesn't seem good. Like every single other MOBA, you hit tab, you see the score screen. Not Dota. I don't know what button you hit. I don't think there is a hotkey. Also, spacebar centers on your character in every other MOBA except Dota. Dota's F1. Like, and you know, your home keys on a MOBA is QWER. So
you know, you
can
change all these things.
Yeah, but why would a game put their default function?
Because they were the first ones.
Yeah, that was the original. Yeah. Somebody else had a way to make it better. I don't know.
But not only that, too, and I understand where Bobby's coming from, because Dota 2, if I did not have friends that were tenured in Dota and knew what they were doing and taught me how to play and were critical of my play style and, you know, basically pointed out how I was playing the game wrong, I would have not enjoyed the game. I would not have wanted to continue playing it. It is overwhelming. The bell curve, that's another educational term, way too goddamn steep in that game. So it's really, and that's maybe why I keep pestering Bobby about, hey, have you made, you know, some good league friends? Because these MOBAs, the MOBA genre, in my opinion, is heavily reliant on your team makeup. Because you, without a doubt, even if you're winning, you get so much more...
Personalities,
well, how you... Like, why do you think esports is a thing? And Chad himself said it the last podcast. The team dynamic is what's most appealing and interesting to him when he's watching competitive play.
Yeah.
So without that person for Dota 2, I would say it would be very hard to enjoy that game.
Same with League of Legends too. I'm surprised you've gone as long as you have. Just
and
going
not
into,
liked anybody, Bobby.
But Bobby, I think
I got some friend requests. But like, MOBAs are not the place I go to find friends. Like,
because they all act
like
you're 12.
You're trying to find a buddy. Don't play a MOBA. Yeah,
don't play League.
Bobby, let's really try to play this week.
Okay.
We did not play
I'm down.
This week.
Wait, League.
There
or
goes
Dota?
The win streak.
League.
Hey, Bobby.
Terrible.
I meant to ask you last week. The graphics, do they hold up? Have they upgraded it? League?
On League?
Like when you compare that, I mean, you can't even compare it, right?
They're all right. I mean, it's kind of got more of that painted look to it. Like
No, they've updated the graphics a bunch of times. Yeah. A million. I mean, this isn't the same graphic engine from like 5 years ago.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the games look fine.
But Heroes is a way better looking game, right?
I mean,
it's got
it's
the
more
Blizzard
like 3D modeling,
look to it. Yeah.
So if you were to Heroes, League, Dota, graphically, just purely graphics, not mechanics.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean,
I wasn't listing them. I just listed the ones that are up for list.
I don't know. It's hard to say one's better than the other because they're kind of different
stylized
artistic interpretations.
So. Okay, so they've kept up is all I wanted to know, I guess.
Bobby, I would say the difficulty for Dota specifically is part of the reason why I find it so enjoyable to watch competitively, because like I feel like Amelia was saying before with the steep learning curve, it leads to some plays that you're like, wow, I could never see myself doing that.
And now that I play,
and a lot of times
League,
Heroes doesn't get that same effect. You know what I mean? When I watch Heroes.
Well, if you play the game a lot, then you understand. Like, because of the short amount of Dota that I played this week, like, I can look at the TI totally differently now, and I can appreciate plays a lot more. You have to play these games to appreciate
them. Oh, you did play Dota?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
See, and here's the thing with Dota as well. I queued up. I tried to play on three separate occasions. I have only successfully played one game, and every single one of those games, someone has left. Not only that, it takes me over 5 minutes to get into a game. League takes me about a minute.
But
Dota 2, consistently 5 to 10 minutes to get into a game.
But it's always number two on the concurrent players.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm so new.
The matchmaking system is
and they've done that thing where
a
you
lot
can
more
only
elaborate
pick from 25 characters, which sucks for me because I'm like, all right, I'm going to pick one character, and this is going to be my guy, and I'm going to learn on him. So I picked Elder Titan because he seems to be played a lot. He's got a simple enough kit. And I researched him, watched a few YouTube videos. I get in there.
Sucks, though.
And then it's like, no,
you can't do
play
much.
Him.
In my opinion, you can't do much with an Elder Titan. Like, he's kind of just... I mean, I've seen people do some really good shit with Elder Titan, but
he's
it's
a support
like,
player.
Yeah. It's but like, I think
Omni Knight, Bobby, that's what you need to play.
He's not a game changer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't play the game changers. Especially when I'm learning. If I'm learning a game, like, I don't want to be the guy that this whole game relies on. I'm the dude in the back just trying to help everybody out.
Yeah, Chi would call you a support bitch. I ain't say it, but that's what she refers to them as.
Oh, is that Mercy bitch, not support
mercy
bitch.
Mercy bitch, sorry.
There are some supports that
if
are
you're
bad
to learn
fucking
a game,
ass.
You really want
but
to go
Mercy
in
bitch,
as the
anybody
most,
can
no,
be Mercy.
Player, though?
No. Yeah. But Chi does. And I got to commend you, Bobby. I love that you watch some videos. You researched the guy before you went in.
obviously Chad didn't research enough.
I think he just needs to play more games.
That's true.
Try to judge Dota 2 on 3 games, all bad, and ending in piles of salt.
I mean, I can't get into
it's
any game.
Good.
It takes me 5 to 10 minutes to get into a game, and then 3 people leave once you get in there.
So I think Bobby and I need to start playing games together.
Have you ever? I agree.
What's one game you got?
We played HOTS and over.
Oh, yeah, we won all of our HOTS games.
Yeah.
Oh, PUBG, I rage quit on you.
All right, let's talk about something other than MOBAs.
Not on you, Anika.
For 1 second, though, somebody was like, oh, yeah, I play, who was it? Oh, Tricked Out. I said, hey, do you play video games? Because it seems like all you do is post memes. Some pretty good memes, by the way. And he was like, yeah, I play, you know, HOTS and blah, blah. I've played with, and I said, have you played with Bobby? He said, yeah. I go, is he good as he thinks he is? He goes, better. He understates. He understates how good he is.
Wait, who was that?
Tricked Out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did play together recently. I think he's on a different Discord server, and he's part of a different HOTS community, and we played together before there, but I've been on my alt. So we played together more than he knows. But, yeah, he is added on my main account now.
Gotcha. Oh, so you're, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, and if I play HOTS, I'm very familiar with that game, so I'll play a more impactful hero. But I think if you're learning a game, you need to my favorite quote in the world, and bonus points if you know what movie this is from or what character, but a man's got to know his limitations. Anybody?
Damn.
Anybody?
Wait,
a man has to know his limitations.
A man's got to know his limitations.
Damn.
I'm Ace going Ventura. With Tremors.
Ace Ventura.
I'm
not
kidding.
The same guy also said this. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Oh, okay. Dirty Harry.
Yeah. Dirty
there's
Harry.
There's a bro of him. Now in Broforce.
Oh, there is?
Oh, that's right.
Brody Harry.
I'm surprised they didn't do that earlier. He definitely belonged there. But, yeah, so my Dota 2 experience, like so many others, has been not great. But I still, there's something that calls me. The reason I think I got so into League, it's because I played Heroes of the Storm so much that I'm just kind of getting burnt out on it. And last year I started playing World of Warcraft, and that was kind of my escape from it. But this year I've been looking for something else. And with League, I'm in that honeymoon phase because I'm able to learn so much and advance so quickly and see those rewards. Heroes of the Storm, it's like, I know what I should be doing. I know what everyone else should be doing. They're not doing it. I'm getting pissed off. It's just like the same old shit. So I go into League and I'm just like, the burden is not on me. It's on someone else. I'm just like trying to learn little by little. And, you know, it's fun to be in that learning stage where you're just getting so much information and getting better at the game.
Let me ask you this too, and maybe it's because I'm more interested in kind of like the social elements of how you play video games. When you do play video games, how easily accessible are you to be influenced by other gamers to play certain games?
Like for instance, which games that you play?
For instance, when I play video games, I am almost always idle in an empty lobby in our Discord. So if I'm playing a game with nobody, or if I'm playing a single player game, somebody can always hop in, say, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to play this with us? We could use another teammate. Then I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm just doing this. Let me finish up and I'll come play.
Bobby's the same way, except for that finish up takes 15 minutes.
Where he's like, yeah, he's I'll be there. and then he's queuing up for his third HOTS game in a row. He's like, oh yeah, real quick.
Yeah. Well, you know, a game never takes that long, so you don't have to wait too long.
The people that listen to this as opposed to the people that are on Discord is exponentially more. We are so accessible, guys. Yeah. Moogle Mike was saying that he was starstruck the first time he played fucking PUBG with me, and I was like, what? he's like I did not go on there because I thought I would never play with you, but then the first day you were right there, and I was like, apparently he's Italian.
I haven't been on Discord very much recently because of the move and all, so I apologize for that, and I will be trying to get back in on Discord again. So.
It's funny that you say you're accessible, because I feel like every time I'm on Discord wanting to play games with you guys, it just never happens.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah.
When I'm on there, I'm accessible.
Yeah.
We got to make space to play with Leap Milf. We owe her 4 hours.
4 hours, yep.
Absolutely.
So that means what he's talking about there is she's on the $27 a month program, and what you get is a signed poster from us, which Chad should be working on, right, Chad?
It's done.
Okay. And 4 hours of playtime with the crew. So
yeah, and
DLG. You know what? We're not that accessible. Now that I think about it, you can't just play with us willy nilly. It costs $27 a month.
But hey, keep this in mind: a DL gamer always pays its debts.
Yeah, this is true. Guys, did you watch that episode last night?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god. So let me jump. Bobby, you got something? You look like you're trying to jump in here.
No, no, go ahead.
Oh, earlier I talked about graphics. It's not something I usually talk about. It's something usually Chad talks about. He's like, oh, it looks like a piece of shit. The game looks stupid.
And the pixels don't move.
And I'm like, one dude worked on it, dude. It either existed or it didn't exist. Like, I'm very lenient on graphics usually because I understand that, you know, if it's two dudes in the back of a pickup, then I get it. Like,
who's programming in the back of a pickup?
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to mind.
Okay, fair enough.
I did a lot of things in the back of a pickup today.
Blew a dude. Yeah. Bought drugs.
Warhammer 40K Sanctus Reach was on my wish list forever and ever and ever, and it went on. It went on sale during the Steam sale, I believe, the summer one. And so I picked it up. I forgot. We've talked about this a whole bunch. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Finally played it. I gave it like three tries, probably 2-3 hours. The graphics are hideous. It's so bad. It's so bad.
Really?
Which, in this day and age, can really make or break a game, honestly.
Yeah, especially something like this, where, like, so what this is, or what it was to me before I bought it, and why it was on my wish list.
You love the series.
Is because I can't afford the models. I can't buy all those figurines and go to a place. I don't have time for all that shit. I could probably afford them now, but, you got to buy your army. Then you got to get
it painted.
But you
have the back of a pickup that has all the room for all of these miniatures.
I could move miniature nations. but anyway, so like this trailer makes it look like pretty cool. But when you play, it is the most drab. Like, especially the animations are shit. But I didn't even need animations. You could have just moved them pieces like chess pieces. It would have been fine with me. But the ground and it's the most drab, dreary looking game maybe ever. I can't even tell you whether or not the movements and the action is fun because I'm so depressed because it's so fucking just brown. Everything's brown. I forget who it is.
Maybe it should be called Sanctum Reach because of that.
Sanctum? Oh, because you don't like Sanctum, do you?
Brown.
What?
Sanctum? Isn't that like a butthole?
I don't think
Sanctum?
So.
Can we Google that Sanctum?
That was a stretch.
Well, you have to stretch. Well,
Sanctum right, Reach. Okay, I need to relearn my English.
The fuck?
I mean...
No, rectum, sorry. Excuse me. Oh, Sanctum is a fucking sacred... Okay, according to Google, Sanctum is a sacred place. Like,
but, gee, I'm
going to
save you here, and I will say...
Well, I mean, a rectum could be a sacred place, too. This game... So not too far. Not too far.
I will say that this game is rectum colored.
Hey. The second definition for sanctum is a private place from which most people are excluded.
Only one special person gets to go in my sanctum.
Yeah, try to reach yourself around my sanctum.
Or whoever pays $47, whichever one comes first. So anyway, I can't recommend it. People like it. It's going on. When am I going to realize that I don't like Warhammer fucking games? How many do I have to buy in a fucking row?
Maybe you grew out of Warhammer. That could be a thing.
I never was into Warhammer. Every Warhammer game that I've ever bought is because I can't afford and I don't have the time for the tabletop. So finally this came out and this is a replica of the tabletop. And it's fucking, I don't know.
You should be playing Talisman because that's a really good,
game,
virtual board game. And ask Leetmilf about any good virtual board games.
Zazarus says that escalated quickly. Yes, it did.
Yep.
Four instances.
So you've been trying to get me to play Sanctus Reach. So are you saying that I shouldn't even try?
Well, you're the one who complains about background colors like the most.
Yeah.
Like you about grounds.
So no.
But
so
I
no.
I wanted a second opinion on whether
Bobby has
or not
something against Browns.
No.
Not Chad. Bobby. Chad. Sorry. Chad. Sorry, Bobby.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
We're both white guys, but one's in the room with you and one isn't.
Like,
one's
she's been on here. Called me
she's
Anna
been
yet.
On here over a year, guys. Over a year.
Yeah.
Maybe because there's somebody missing the from the man. Room. I call it the first white guy in my like closest vicinity, and
fair
it's
enough.
Just Bobby. I'm just sorry,
she's
Bobby.
She's all fucked up on Rockstar. You gotta forgive her. No, right. Because Chad, I wanted a second opinion because maybe the tactical part is good enough to carry through, but for me it was not.
Okay, I'll see if I got some time this week.
It reminds me of
working.
Who's that Scottish guy that had the Late Late Show? Anyone?
Colin something Colin, no. Right?
No, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Anyway, he had a Scottish joke. He said that in his country, damp is a color. This game is damp.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
It's just damp. It's gross.
Just rectum color everywhere.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. I played a game. Are you guys done with your guys' thing?
Yep.
Okay, which one do I want to talk about? I played a game called Slime Rancher.
How brown was it?
Craig Ferguson, yes. Boom. Chicken dinner.
It was not brown at all. Slime Rancher is actually very colorful. It is a first-person game. It's on sale right now for $13.39. It's 33% off.
Oh, what a good price.
Yeah, and Bobby had it, so I was playing
okay,
it on family,
Chad,
family share.
Chad, I have to point something out. You are the biggest waifu or weeb of us all. I'm the Asian girl here, and I'm pretty sure I have a schoolgirl outfit. No, you probably have a schoolgirl outfit in your closet and not me. Like, you're such a weeb.
Nor deny.
You play all the weeb
this
games.
This has nothing to do with
you cosplay.
Waifu. This,
and
is,
then,
just,
really?
This is just slime ranching.
It's slime. These
it's just slime,
slime
ranching.
These slimes look like what's the fetus stage Pokemon. Like, they look like Pokemon.
I don't know what that means.
They look like Pokemon in fetal form. That's what I'm saying.
Can I get back to actually describing the game?
Yes. Outside of my description, yes. Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's actually a lot of fun. It's got a day-night cycle, and the world gets more dangerous in the nighttime.
Slimes,
so it's a first-person game.
The cuteness is dangerous, guys.
The game's
the
called Rancher, and you theoretically have a ranch that you can do things with, but early on in the game, it wasn't really about that. It was
like
about more
hunting.
Exploring and finding guys and stuff. The whole point of ranching is you're trying to get these plorts, they're called. And plort is slime poop, basically. So you get these slimes, and then you feed it the right food, and it poops, and it picks up these plorts. And then you turn the plorts in for money to be able to do other things.
Let me cut in there real quick.
You know what this reminds me of? Oh, go ahead, Amelia. Yeah.
Actually, let me get on this. No, I just want to hear
it. Reminds me of Chow Chow.
That would have been awesome. I was like, whoa, this has got to be super important.
Interrupts.
This totally reminds me of Chow Chows from Sonic Adventures.
Yep.
You lost
that's
all of us.
Console.
None of us play.
That's bringing up console
guys.
3 weeks in a row.
Hey, it's like I play a variety of games. I just so happen.
Yeah, but then you shit on your boyfriend for playing consoles.
Yeah.
So, just
but hey, who has the oldest Steam account? Does Bobby or myself? Who has the oldest Steam account?
Sure. I think Chad does.
No, he does not.
Nah, Chad, yours is only
like
one. Mine is March 17th, 2000.
How do you find out? I'll look right now.
It says on your
profile. Mine's the oldest,
well,
by the
my
way.
My badge is only displayed on my profile.
It's not any of your
Chad
own.
And
it's
I joined the same game because we had to play Counter-Strike 1.5.
Yeah, September 2003 is like the earliest you could have joined.
Yeah,
and I think Chad's right around
probably
there.
Right around there. But what was I saying? Oh, wars have been fought over batshit. That's why it's called batshit crazy, because guano was so very important.
Oh, yeah. We all saw Ace Ventura, too. We know how important guano can be.
Yes. Well, that was kind of like a joke movie.
I almost went, okay, Chad, can you, while you're looking up all of our badges, can you imitate a slime noise for me, please? What do slimes sound like in
this
game?
You said the sounds were pretty nice, right?
Yeah, because I was playing it, so I'm set up in the kitchen. If you guys are following Instagram, I showed
plenty of slime in that kitchen,
but my headset broke last week, so I'm doing speakers. So on the weekend, I was playing this game, and my girl was just listening to these noises, and she was just laughing because it's like kind of cutesy and funny, but the your main weapon isn't really a weapon, it's a vacuum gun. So you're sucking things up and then shooting things out. So, you know, like, it's got the sucking sound. And then you're like, boop, 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 as it, you're like spitting out these slimes.
How do the slimes sound when you suck them up?
They don't, like, really talk. They've got faces, but they don't really talk.
They look like they sound like, wee, or like, yeah. Wait, I can't even do it. Wait, I probably can, but I was just recently sick, so my voice can't go as high as I want it to.
I don't think it was, like, overly cutesy. Like, it is cutesy, obviously, but it's not like sickening cutesy.
All right, so first person, you're walking around, what the fuck? Then you got
it's kind of...
You got to get them defeat them, and that's it? Why is it good? What's fun? Overwhelmingly positive, 10,000 people.
Well, my question is, where's the progression in the game? Like, it's an exploration game, so are you getting better equipment? Are you expanding your ranch?
Yes, all of that. All of that. You're getting better equipment, you're expanding your ranch, you're building your ranch out, you're putting different things in there.
Bigger slimes?
Every day, yeah, there's, like, rarer slimes that you can try to capture. Every day there's an exchange offer that comes up. So if you complete the things that they want, they'll give you a bunch of good stuff. So you can work on that. They've got expansion areas that cost money, not real money, but the in-game currency to open. So you're trying to build up all these. I think it's called new bucks in this game. You're trying to get all this as much currency as you can to be able to open up as much as you can. So it's just about a progression game. You know, it's just like Stardew Valley or something. I think you'd actually enjoy this game a little bit. Yeah, you can definitely die.
But I think I would love this game. I am looking at this game and, like, I just want to cuddle all the things. So this is right up my alley.
Yeah, don't knock this game because it's cutesy or whatever. It actually is enjoyable.
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking it. I would love games like this.
Bobby, any interest? But you own it, right?
Yeah, I do. This game was in early access for a long time, if I'm...
Yeah, that's why it's got 10,000, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
And then it just... Yeah, on August 1st, it officially released, and I saw, like, a full-page ad for it on Steam. And I am kind of interested in it, because I like those exploration games, but I feel like so many of them are just stuck in that early access purgatory where...
Yeah.
It's just not complete, never will be, so...
This looks really good for in-between games of HOTS.
Yeah.
Really good.
Exactly.
Right, it's possible, right, Chad?
Yeah, for sure. You escape. You push escape. It's a single player game, so you push escape and it pauses the game. So you should have no issue playing it in between League of Legends rounds.
Is the exact opposite of Warhammer.
Yes,
it is like the least brown of all the games available on Steam right now. It seems
a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, 1339. I recommend it for everybody to give it a go.
I did the research. I just looked at all of our Steam accounts, and largest EP confirmed. I have the oldest account on Steam.
How is that possible?
Yes. How is it possible? Do you underestimate my I almost failed high school because of how do you figure this out?
I didn't know that you needed a Steam account to play Sega Genesis or whatever the fuck you play all those games on. All right, Bobby, move it along. We got to get going.
All right. I'll talk a little bit about Battlefield 4, just because I played that with some listeners, played with Lab Monkey and Deathwish a few days ago. We were looking for a game to play throughout Killing Floor 2 and also Battlefield 1, and I realized I didn't have Battlefield 1, and it was not included in the Origin Access yet. So we
saw
Battlefield 4. It will be on Origin Access.
Yeah, Battlefield 1, and what's the other one?
Titanfall
2? No, that's already on there. Oh. Anyway, Battlefield 1 is going on Origin Access. If you don't get that,
$30 for a year. That's
probably the best money you can spend, period, in gaming right now.
And what I didn't realize and what Lab Monkey informed me of is if you buy Origin Access, those games are never taken out of Origin Access. They add games to it, but they never take games out. So as long as you have that access pass, then you will continually have those games. It's not like... You know, Netflix or whatever that other game one was, where they just cycled the games in and out.
I've talked to a few people that had the same mentality that I did. I have Steam. Why would I fucking get another UI? Why would I get Origin? Why would I get the Epic Launcher? Why would I get this? And I fought it for the longest time. But once I did, I was like, okay, it's just another one, blah, blah, blah. And now Origin's doing something that Steam is not doing. They're providing a fantastic service for a really cheap price. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get Star Wars...
the Battlefront games
Battlefront
are on there.
With all the DLCs, First, Battlefield 1 is coming like for $30 a year. It's crazy good.
Yeah, Mass Effect, not Andromeda, but the Mass Effect trilogy is on there as well.
As far as bundles, I haven't suggested a bundle like this. I was nuts about the Orange Box. Orange Box was the best thing that had ever happened. This is getting up there. Once Battlefield 1 hits this, do it.
Yeah, and there's a 10% discount on anything that you buy. As
you could, well, you could try it for a month. I'm fat as shit. Why are you taking pictures?
I'm trying to do some live updates here.
You could try it for a month first, see if you like it, and then buy the year. Because buying the year, you know, obviously it gives you the discount. Yeah. All right, Bobby, sorry.
So we settled on Battlefield 4. Classic game. Love playing it. Love the Battlefield series. started reminiscing about older Battlefield games. And I realized Battlefield Vietnam, not Battlefield 2, the Vietnam expansion, but the original Battlefield Vietnam from 2004.
With the punji sticks, right?
Yeah.
Punji sticks.
Punji sticks. Were they in there?
I always called them punji.
Probably.
Yeah.
But that one had a soundtrack, too. Like, you would hop into a car, and you'd turn on the radio, and you'd switch, and it'd be like Creedence Clearwater, you know, songs of the time. It had, like, that announcer going, you know, like the Tokyo Rose, like, thing happening. It was such a great game and such a, like, pinnacle of my gaming career. And I really wanted to relive that just for a little bit. And that game has disappeared. It's not on Origin. It's not on Steam. I think I found a website where you can download it for free, but it seemed like one of those really shady, convoluted sites. So I don't know. I got to do a little more looking around.
Don't
but,
play it, dude.
I just want to play it for like 10 minutes. Be like, oh yeah, I remember this shit. Yeah. And then be over it, you know?
God damn, that Tokyo Rose was the worst. G.I. You need
Tokyo
to go home.
Tokyo Rose was the Japanese one. I don't know what they called it in Vietnam. But,
oh, gotcha.
They have a name for those, like that negative conditioning something or other.
It's propaganda, right?
Yeah, Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam. Oh, yeah. See, I didn't play very much of that one. I'm talking about the old one. But anyway, so we started playing Battlefield 4, and damn, I love that game. I love that game so much. Might be one of my favorite shooters. But the only thing that I don't like about that is that you run across these guys who are so good with vehicles, they just lopside the game. And we ran into a dude like that. His name was Diced, all caps, and he was in a helicopter. He was in the Little Bird, which is the little helicopter.
Yeah.
And he was just murdering everybody. And we got murdered by him on the first game. Second game, he's on our side. We're like, all right, sweet. We're going to win this one. No problem. We're fighting, and I see this guy in an attack helicopter. He's not in the Little Bird anymore. He's in the attack helicopter, and he goes underneath, like right on the ground, and he goes through a parking garage, does a flyby shooting on some people, and flies out the other side of the parking garage. I can't even drive a fucking tank through the parking garage without crashing.
It's like Baby Driver, except Baby Pilot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, how much more fun are those games for that guy? Because I've seen those guys.
Yeah.
Those helicopter guys, who, by the way, are probably...
Who
they
just
probably
play games to shit on people? I imagine their lives are awesome.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, this guy has the pedals, right? For sure. He has the pedals and the flight stick.
I don't know.
Dude.
Do you really think that improves like your accuracy if you're flying?
I believe that guy probably flies real high.
You need pedals? You need pedals? Yeah. What do the pedals do?
Right, Chad?
Guys, okay.
You need a pedals for a helicopter.
He's probably 14 with a bad case of teenage acne. You got to chill.
Can you use... I don't think you can.
Whatever makes you feel better, Chi.
The pedals... Is this an actual peripheral that you can use in Battlefield 4 to control these things?
Yeah, there's...
You know, like the flight sticks and the people that are rotate the helicopter. The flight sticks. Yeah, you can do the helicopter stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm missing. Because, some of this stuff...
No, that and flight school. Like, these guys are probably helicopter pilots,
right? That and flight school.
I don't know. I don't see myself ever getting good with any type of external peripheral like
Elite
that.
Elite Dangerous.
Even the driving thing that you would get for, like, the racing games, like, I don't think I could ever get used to that.
Hmm. All right, well, or not you. Let's go.
All right. So, I'll stick to my infantry in Battlefield 4. Oh,
and once you... Battlefield, in my opinion, Battlefield 1 is a better game. And I can't wait for you to...
See, I have the exact opposite complaint. I played the beta and I wasn't hooked on it. It just seemed so dumbed down from a Battlefield game. And I played all the other Battlefields and I'm used to just being littered with all these different types of guns and attachments and everything like that. And I don't know. I'm sure I would love Battlefield 1 if I played it more, but I just have such a history with Battlefield 4.
It's gritty. Battlefield 1 is gritty.
Gritty, okay. Yep.
By the way, I found out how to get you when you were actually joined on on Steam. If you mouse over your years of service badge on your profile, it says member since. Mine is September 28th, 2004.
2004?
Yeah, 2004.
Yeah, Steam was launched September 12, 2003, as JMR609 says. My big brother actually has the same week, September something or another, 2003. I myself, though, after no longer being able to share his account to play Counter-Strike together, it took me a whole month and a half to get my Steam up and running. So mine's November 2003. My account was a month and a half old from original launch.
It would have been nice if you were playing video games during that.
Yeah, I'm no level what? Where are we at, Bobby? 584? What's your Steam level?
I think it's just 540.
540.
Yeah.
540. Dream Daddy. Why is Dream Daddy up here again?
Oh, that's cheap.
That comes after Hollow Knight, unless you want to talk about it right
now.
No,
we're not going in order.
Okay.
It's time for Chi to talk.
You haven't heard about Chameleo Digidad?
No, I have not.
Guys, I made you on Dream Daddy. I bought this game with my own money.
You can make a daddy?
$14.99. You get a custom make your own daddy. Chameleo? I want to show you a picture. Let me
Chameleo
post
what?
Chameleo Digidad. And he's got all of the best features from all of you guys. I posted this, guys. Let me go ahead and repost it in the live podcast chat room here. I took a screenshot.
I feel like that should be the podcast name.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Digidad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so
all right,
I did
she's
play.
Looking for that.
No, actually, no, I found it here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was totally shitting on this game before I even played on it.
It's got my dark skin. It's got, Chad's yellow hair. And it's got Bobby's steely look.
It's got Bobby's eyebrows for sure.
Oh my gosh, we're a little thicker than we'd like to be. Oh my god, dude, this is a t-shirt. Fuck the other t-shirt, dude.
Yeah. So
why do we have a fucking Star of David on our belly?
That's a
like
Lucha Libre
super
outfit.
Jew or something.
Yeah. What the
fuck? Okay. So
we're anarchists.
Okay, inspired by all the best features of the DLG crew, I made Chameleo Digidad.
This is not bad.
And if you want to take a look at Chameleo Digidad, I posted a screenshot on the
Post
live
that
podcast
up on
channel
too.
Right, and well, you could do it. You could download the photo and do it.
Oh yeah, yeah, I can do that.
And then so I was just shitting on the concept of this game, the idea last week. In fact, I was pretty livid about Dream Daddy.
Chief, can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
Have you have you ever dated a bisexual man that left you?
No, but I have. Like, I have never dated any confirmed bisexual male, but I did at one point date a guy who peed sitting down. So it's the fucking same thing.
Oh, okay.
Don't fucking.
Oh wait, hold on. Let's not go down this road again. We're on the redemption road.
So
not the ravaging road.
The salt factor, the salt meter is just like overkill right now. Salt mine. Anyways,
down. Three breaths. You take three breaths.
I'm sorry.
You can do anything.
Anyway, so I wanted to prove I wasn't a homophobic, so I downloaded this game and I played it. And I didn't play very far into the game. Okay. I didn't play very far into the game. I probably made it like 20 minutes in, and I actually rage quit. I alt F4'd. I didn't even like save and exit normally because it was boring. Oh. But anyways, okay, so one of the big... It's not boring. I'm lying. It's not boring. It's a really cute dating simulator. The conversation, like the dialogue, is very catchy. It's actually really entertaining.
It sounds like a lot of your review is based on your rant last week. Honestly,
No, it's great.
Up.
Honestly, the game's
super
cool.
Did you get
colorful.
A letter from them?
The music is pretty good. I got to create my dream daddy, Chameleo Digidad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking honestly, awesome. I do see myself picking it back up and playing a little bit further, at least meeting all the dads.
You have
I only met two dads so far. Okay. But it turns out, remember how I went, okay, I wonder how you're a single daddy.
Yeah.
It turns out in the beginning of the game, you get to choose whether or not you adopted your daughter and had, pardon, a previous husband. or if you had a wife. And you, I think part of the story is you kind of discover your previous history with your ex or the daughter's mother while finding out a new partner for yourself.
Right.
And so far, so the first two gentlemen that I have met,
did you blow them right
one's
away?
A really, one's
wait?
A really hot guy that works, well, a hot black dude that works at the, owns the cafe.
Yeah.
And then another dude is just like the mysterious looking Spanish dude in the corner, also hot. And then another dude is some like hot jock Asian dude. Like, they're all the dads are hot.
Yeah.
Like, without doubt, they're all really hot. And it's fun because, like, the way you have, like, I love games that let you pick and choose your conversation.
Yeah.
And in this game, it's not just like going through the motions. You actually have repercussions for the things you say. Like one daddy, you could really impress him and he'll like emit these hearts, or if you piss him off, he'll like, emit black smoke. Mm. So it's definitely like any other dating sim game. It's actually really cool. And, but for this one here, it's, you know, of course it's a dating simulator. So there's a lot of reading. You have to be prepared to read. And it's good so far, but for me, I don't know if it's like one of those games I might try streaming it again, but I was trying really hard to be a flamboyant daddy
Maybe streaming hurts it. You know, maybe you're not like,
I don't know. I was
role playing enough because you're like talking to other people. I don't know. Whoa, this just got real.
Chad, that is too fucking real. Chad, you're disrupting the momentum of this podcast.
If you're
right
wondering
now
what we're laughing about, next time, you can retroactively watch. You can go through and find all the links to what we're talking about. So that's on our Discord, which you can find on dlgaming.net.
Otherwise, guys, I'm sorry. Dream Daddy. I'm not a homophobe. I love Dream Daddy so far, except for when I...
Actually, you were shitting on it until I tried to correct you, and then you jumped over to liking it. So do you like it?
As a game, just the quality of the game,
yeah.
And yes, the dads are hot, I like it.
Okay.
But am I in the mood to play a gay dating simulator right now? No, not really.
Okay.
Can't you just pretend to be a girl?
Hey, you know what? So I played Animal Lover, right?
I don't shit standing up. You don't need a pee sitting down.
She's firm on this.
There is so many titles.
Yeah.
This is going to be the longest title ever. Crotch, sitting down, shitting up. I don't know what else. Anyway.
Shitting up.
So for Animal Lover, like, I was a girl banging these hot dudes, right? Or thinking about banging these hot... Like, I had to role play. In order for me to enjoy this game. And I put myself in that mental state. Okay. Okay, I'm a girl that wants to have sex with these guys. And after that, I was like, this is written pretty well. You can't put yourself in the...
Well, here's the thing. This is a little bit different because I've never played a dating simulator where I'm trying to impress the girl. I'm playing a simulator where I'm still trying to impress the guy, but I just coincidentally have to be a guy. I coincidentally am a guy. And so far I have found out that the two first dads that I met are actual dads. They have children. I don't know if they have our ex-wives. Like, it's weird.
We're not going to bring it.
Okay, let's not go too deep.
Spoilers.
I've already went too deep on this.
It's going to be the longest episode ever.
Wait, so is that yes, buy this game or not?
Never.
$14.99, yes.
Okay.
You know, if you like that kind of thing.
That's a cheat.
She said $14.99 yes, and then flipped off the microphone. So you guys couldn't see that. So I'm just letting you guys know.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, this game, I couldn't take off a family share with Bobby, obviously. Like, Bobby's not going to play this game. I could see Chad playing this game and Emilio, maybe together. But yep. I don't, like...
Whoa.
That way we can both play one-handed, if you know what I mean.
You only need one hand to play this game.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, really, I think as a dating sim, all in all quality, it's there.
Cool.
I feel like dating sims are just, like, a joke that someone actually made a game about. I didn't realize this until I played the bird one. What's that one called?
Well, that one's obviously a joke.
Oh, yeah, Hot to Fill Blueprint is so good, though. There's so many good
puns. No, I don't know, dude. It's just like Animal Lover was not a joke.
Okay, well, I have to play Animal Lover just to see if that's
the case. Your green screen girlfriend is not a joke, Bobby.
Yeah. Your dating sim is a joke.
All right, can I talk about Hollow Knight now?
Yeah.
Hollow Knight.
So you have a lot. How much did you play this, Chad?
I think I played pretty much all day today. So I'm up to probably 4 hours or so on this game.
So, okay, I played 2 hours last night. So we can probably compare notes. Go ahead.
But I just want to say thank you, Emilio. He bought this for me for my birthday. I appreciate that.
$9. That. Boom. Yeah. Enjoy that.
So what do you think so far of your 2 hours?
It's definitely a very good video game. Definitely.
That sounds a butt coming here.
No. I think the only butt that I have is I think Ori and the Black Forest is a better game. But.
So.
Go ahead.
Ori and the Blind Forest was a lot about movement.
Movement. Difficulty.
And this game
it's
is
very,
not
very
that.
Difficult. This is more about strategy, would you say, Chad?
Yeah. Maybe?
Yeah,
being able to attack the enemy at the right time and the right pattern.
It's
so
a different type of skill.
It is. Yeah. It is. And there's not a whole lot of platforming because you don't have a double jump. You don't have a dash. You don't have a wall jump.
Even 4 hours in, you don't have any of those?
Yep. None of those yet.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that you do get is if you are attacking something, you'll get a bounce off that. So right. I've gotten to a couple places by luring an enemy to a location and then using my attack to bounce off them.
That's the one thing about these Metroidvania games is like all the things that I couldn't reach, I was like, oh, I'll get a double jump later. I'll come back to that. I didn't just assume that I'd be able to or I could do that. Although I did use that to get to a certain the ones that were obvious. I didn't really think, you know what I mean? Like, you always think that you're going to have
more. Like a double jump or a dash. Or
do you have, do you have anything that I don't have hours in?
I have a compass at this point and I have some maps.
Okay. I have that too. All right.
Yeah. So yeah, but the game is made really well. I'm really interested in the story. I want to know what is going on because it kind of throws you in there. It doesn't really explain much that's going on, so I really want to know what's going on with the story, and the combat is tight. It's not complicated.
Controls are super tight.
Yeah,
and they have
which you need for a Metroidvania.
Yeah.
Are you okay? My question is: are you using an actual controller to play this game?
Oh yeah, they tell you right off the bat that it is highly recommended that you use a controller. So when Emilio came up to drop all of this stuff off, I said, hey, can you bring me up a controller? Because I don't have one.
Oh, I found the second one, by the way, Chad.
What's up?
I found the second one.
Oh, wait, I have your controller.
No, we're talking about Steam controllers, though.
I have a Steam controller.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been using it to play Divinity. Remember?
Steam
controller? Yeah.
You have a dongle and everything for Steam controller?
Yeah, we gave her one.
Remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You sent me up a Steam controller, but you didn't send me up a Steam dongle.
I did.
So
I did. Look around.
You don't need the Steam dongle in order to use the Steam controller. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
Just for the Steam dongle is just for increased distance. You don't actually need it for it to recognize the Steam controller. I think it's Bluetooth.
I don't have Bluetooth on my computer.
Oh, that's your fault.
Anyways, so I actually downloaded the DS4. What is it called? DS4 Windows or whatever.
Sure.
To do the PlayStation controller, got that to work. I just like the PlayStation controller better, so I've actually have been enjoying it because I've been using the PlayStation controller.
Question: I forget what's on the other
12 gauge. By the way, is saying you can play effectively with the keyboard though. So maybe it sounds like he's played with the keyboard, but I would not want to play a Metroidvania game with just.
So you're
keyboard.
Playing on PS3 or PS4 controller?
PS4 controller.
And what's on the? I'm sorry because I don't do that. How does that work?
What do you mean?
Like Is there a dongle for a PS4 controller?
No, no. You know, it's got the micro USB on the end, micro USB and regular USB, plug it right into your computer and play wired.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can you can get a wireless dongle for it, but
oh, this is probably like a dream come true, right? You're on a PlayStation controller but on a PC. It's the best of both worlds, right?
And Hollow Knight actually has all the PS4 support for it, so it'll say circle button, X button, triangle.
Nice.
It actually follows the correct
which you're not going to find in a lot of PC games.
Yeah, yeah. So having a lot of fun. The only like downside I've had so far was I somehow missed the way to go, and it doesn't direct you. And so I was just kind of wandering the map until I finally figured out where I was supposed to go.
That's what you get with Metroidvania, though.
What's up?
That's like inherent with Metroidvania.
Yeah, but some of them say, okay, here's your next objective. Like, this one doesn't have anything like that.
Yeah.
You just have an open map and places you can go into, you can go into, and places you can't. So, but all in all, I'm really enjoying it. I think it's already worth the $15 that it is listed as.
Definitely an extremely good game, guys. This is, like I said right off the bat, a very good video game, for sure. If you don't have Ori, though, I'd do that first, in my opinion.
I think I would agree with you, but it is a different style game. Just because it's the same genre, they are very different from each other so far.
Is it as difficult as Ori and the Blind Forest?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is it as difficult as Ori and the Blind Forest?
I'm 2 hours in. I haven't died once.
I didn't die for the first 3 hours or so.
Yeah.
And then I've died a couple times. But it's more... So, like, when you kill enemies, you fill up your soul meter, and then you can use your soul meter to regenerate your health. But then later on, you start getting the soul meter for other purposes. So you... Early on, you're just using your soul meter to refill your health whenever you're getting hit. But later on, you use your soul meter for other things. So then you don't have it as useful for filling your health up. And you actually have to make some choices. So I think it starts getting a little more challenging when it comes to that.
I gotta say, guys, this game does look very attractive and very appealing in the Metroidvania element. I probably haven't played a Metroidvania game since... I actually played Castlevania on like Nintendo DS, and this is one of the games. I know people keep recommending Ori
to Steam?
Me, but this from looking at this looks really good too. What?
No, Metroid is not.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
You mean Castlevania? Yeah. I doubt it. I don't know. See, when I look at Metroidvania games, sorry guys, my mind goes to console.
No, it is. Well, I mean that's where it was founded,
like,
for sure.
Yeah. So So I wouldn't know.
If you haven't taken a look at this, it looks to me the first thing I was like, hey Sam, you might like this because it looks like Nightmare Before Christmas to me. That was the art style.
It does kind of have that kind of. It's hand drawn.
Actually,
it's
very
got the hand drawn look.
Nightmare Before Christmas is one ugly fucking movie.
All right.
Wow, she's hating a lot recently.
Yeah. How is that not the ugliest? You know what I like? My least favorite Halloween costume that bitches do. Is that
bitches?
Yeah, is that what's her name from The Nightmare Before Christmas? Oh,
stop slut shaming.
Sorry, the girl, the ragdoll.
Yeah, it's Sally.
Bish. Sally. Yeah, her Sally. I hate it. Like girls, like cute girls, like they'll come up to, like they'll go to these Halloween parties, like to the T, like looking like Sally, and I'm like, wow, you look hideous. I can't even say.
Whoa!
Your
costume All right, let's moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously,
we got the gays against us. We have the Sally dressers against us.
Well, we'll get them all against us.
I'm kidding.
Eventually.
Yeah. Fastidious mentions Fortnite. I don't think any of us are going to get it pre the free to play. Are any of us planning to buy it to the free to play?
Unless one of us downloads the one that we have for to give away, but I don't think so.
I'm still thinking about it, but I don't know. I'm still on the fence with that.
I am too.
I'm kind of waiting to see everyone's reaction to it.
I am interested to play it, but it's kind of. It's challenging to say, am I going to pay $40 or wait a couple weeks to get it free? And I know you get more characters and stuff. The $40 gives you stuff, but I don't know. I think about it.
So it says co-op sandbox, Is it a is it like a competitive game, like you're where you're versus other players, or is it a
Fortnite? No.
No.
No, it's a survival game. So you go out during the day, you collect items, you build up your fort, then at night the zombies come and it turns into a wave survival game.
Oh. Yeah.
Sounds like Minecraft. PvP
sounds like a much more
nuts.
Elaborate version of Minecraft, because if you ask any child what Minecraft is, it's like, oh, you know, you're out in this world and then the little creepers, they come at night, so you have to build up a house and put torchlights everywhere before they come and, you know, like, get you. Like, that's basically... Fortnite just sounds like an adult version of Minecraft. Sorry. I'm shitting on everything, guys.
Yeah, you got a lot of hate today.
No. No. Yes.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. A little hate, everyone.
No.
Justidius says it's like Left 4 Dead
of a game
meets
I've never
Minecraft.
Played.
Meets Killing Floor 2 meets Gears of War. Okay. I'm thinking about it still. I might buy it and review it, but we'll see.
All right. We'll talk about something that we've just about all of us has played here. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds
now
has their first-person perspective mode.
FPP.
So I checked this out with Emilio when it came out. And I don't play enough PUBG to really appreciate the difference, but to me, I don't know. I think I kind of liked it better. I'm more used to first-person point of view when it comes to shooters, though. You guys who have played a lot more of it, what's your take on it?
For me, I played FPP, and if you don't know, right now it's limited to solos and or duos. I didn't play with anyone that I knew. I joined a couple of random duos, and then I played solo as well. For me, since I knew I was kind of like testing it out, I didn't actually play with like the same competitive severity that I'd normally do with third-person view. So with FPP, for me, it was more just like playing it, noticing certain things, kind of like, you know, like for me, it was more for like the graphical difference, but the gameplay itself seemed very similar early game, but I imagine late game is a lot harder.
Yeah.
Early game, it felt the same to me. When you jump out of the plane, it's still third person. And but with the late game elements, I never really got that far because I was just I think I landed military base every single time, so I was just in there, just in and out super quick. Can't say I felt much of a difference in terms of whether or not I like it more or less than third person.
I thought it was a huge difference. So, yeah, like she said, early game, I mean, really early game, on the island, in the airplane, jumping out all third person, which were great choices, I think. But once you get in, it changes the game. First of all, it's more scary, which I didn't think. I think if there was one overwhelming review from everybody that plays, is they said it's more intense, like... It is more intense because it's more immersive because you're in the first person.
To be honest, you know how more like you say it's more scary. For me, I felt kind of safer because knowing that I couldn't really see as much and knowing that my enemy couldn't see as much, it kind of allowed me to focus more on the corners where I know that because of their restricted field of view, I was able to work around and leverage around that. Whereas with third person, like I could be running behind somebody and I would think that they don't notice me there, but then they'd pull some like 360 no scope shit on me and like kill me. I'm like, fuck, which probably wouldn't happen in first person. So it's more realistic, more challenging, but like I wouldn't say puts you at a higher risk if you're still on the same competitive, you know, ground in terms of like what you can see is what they can see.
Yeah. For the most part, because if you hold alt, you can still look left and right. You can't do 360 like Mm-mm. you used to. It's just as much as a person's neck would change.
Can you lean out?
You can still lean, but I feel like it's not as aggressive. Or it has that much freedom. What I would say this is like, it's kind of like the jump from going from a top-down MOBA to Smite. Because for the first time ever, you can sneak up on motherfuckers. without using the bush. You can literally go up behind somebody and fuck them in their ass. Who was it? Mobius was talking about a silenced pistol is so much stronger than it was before. Because you don't really, if you're just fucking somebody up from behind, it's not going to register as quickly as it did before. Also, like Chi was saying, if you see somebody back in the day, on the other ones, 80% chance they see you too. Now it's down to about a 20% chance that they see you, unless they're facing you. So
I'm going to get shot a lot more from blind.
Or if they hear you. You just have to be, like any other first-person shooter, you just have to be widely aware outside of just what you see. For me, to be honest, third person is actually kind of my weakness. I miss a lot of things, and I see it when I watch my own replays and my VODs. I don't notice the person because there's so many other things that are distracting me. But in first person, I am so much more comfortable because I can almost expect where their head is going to be. Whereas in third person, I am literally trying to pick up on every little piece 360 around my character.
I get it. Yeah.
So whereas if it's just first person, I just need to focus on that. And then when I have to divert my focus, let's say I hear a bullet or I'm getting shot, that's when I'll turn on my fuller awareness, I suppose, and work with that. Whereas, like, in third person, I feel like I am, like, straining my, like, my visual focus. And, like, when it comes to, like, when I'm getting shot at, yes, I still have to focus, but at the same time, it's, like, a lot of it is, like, I'll move to where I think I want to be, and then I'll just fucking play with my alt look, like, the whole entire time instead of, like, focusing on, like, aiming and finding where they are and shooting them down.
Let's put it this way, Chi. What percentage of your gaming has been first person versus third person? Like,
100% third person,
Let's say like,
and PIP, outside
just
of PUBG.
Games in general. Yeah, you're outside just way more comfortable with first person.
Yeah, I'm like
right?
90% first person.
Yeah, 90%, I would say about
person.
The same.
For shooters,
yeah. And I think PUBG brought in a lot of these non-shooter people because of the ease, and now they're losing that. I mean, if those servers take over.
Do you think it's going to be the default mode now, the first-person ones?
Who knows, man? It might be 50-50 at one day.
People say it's going to be a little bit more for the competitive players.
I can see that too, for sure.
And driving, is that still in first-person also, right?
No. If you're driving, you almost have to take a road because you can't see where the bump's coming as well.
Okay. So driving is really impacted,
I
imagine.
A little bit of latency, too. I was rubber banding pretty bad.
Oh, the servers have been. There was just one day. Honestly, guys, the day I came back and played PUBG, there was a notice that basically said, hey, we know our servers suck right now. Please bear with us because it's going to take some time. Quit your QQing while we figure it out.
And not just that. They like talked about what the problem was. They're like, oh, we did this on our own test servers. It looks pretty bad. This is going to take a while, guys. Like, I love transparency. I love it. I love just
being open. You see how they officially launched rules of conduct as well for PUBG.
Yeah, I saw
which is all very generic, I would say, shooter rules that make sense. But
except for the stream sniping,
a lot of times people like they're there, but people would. I don't think it like would allow people to adhere to them more or less.
So, by the way, I hear they implemented the horns now, and that's being a problem with car horns. Is that
so? What they're talking about is like it's a subtle way of stream sniping, where you drive up to somebody who's streaming and just honk your horn the entire time, and you know it fucks up their stream because they can't hear anything, they can't talk, all that stuff. Listen, in my humble opinion, and you know I'm not a crazy streamer or anything, but if you put yourself out there.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
making money off of this game, you have to put up with a little extra shit.
Just put a delay on your stream, and then it's fine.
I mean, there is one, but
when I first started streaming and I played DayZ, that was actually the first game I ever played on Twitch. Stream sniping was a real thing, and in fact, I became best friends with one of my stream snipers. Believe it or not,
oh, that's funny.
Like I told you, I like the assholes, I like the trolls. Anyways, with stream sniping, what I had to do was I had to change my endgame name. I had to change my Steam name. And then, yes, I did put a delay on my stream. So I went through the measures in order to protect my gaming experience. So, but it wasn't perfect. There is always a way somebody could work around it. So,
cool. So Fastidious took over the stream.
What up, Fast, by the way?
So I should talk about this game here because I beat yet another game.
Nice.
Last week I mentioned I picked up Full Throttle, the remastered edition. Got it for $5 with the bundle price and the reduction in price. So, why the hell not? This is one of those LucasArts games I never really played back in the 90s, and yet it was always kind of appealing because it had that cool biker dude on it. So I checked it out and played all the way through it. It seemed like it was going to be a quick game because I made it through it pretty quickly, but things got a little more difficult at the end. Basically, your typical 90s LucasArts game, point-and-click adventure. But this one, unlike the other LucasArts games, you don't mix and match items in your inventory on this one. Everything you need to solve the puzzle is right there on the screen. You do have an inventory and you do have items, but you don't like combine items.
Sometimes, though, if I remember correctly, sometimes you have to use an item, and then it sets up, then you do something else to it. Like, there's, like, multiple steps. So you didn't, like, combine in your inventory, but sometimes it took... I'm thinking of, like, when you had to siphon the gas out, so you had to, like, set the tank up first.
You set the gas can down, and then you put the hose into the I mean, but that didn't seem like you're really combining the items.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the puzzles seemed to make sense. There were a few of them that just seemed a little contrived and a little difficult to figure out, a little unnecessarily difficult. But the remastered edition, the thing that I love about these remastered editions is the commentary track. Tim Schafer and the people who worked on the game check it out, talk about it while you're playing it. So as you're playing the game, it'll just pull up the commentary track right away, and they'll just start talking about, you know, the design, the art direction, something about the storytelling, all these behind the scenes stuff. And it's really cool. And he talks about, like, a lot of his inspirations, and he was naming movies like Yojimbo, Mad Max, what was the other one that he talked about, Doctor Strangelove, like all these different influences from movies. And I was surprised that Tim Schafer had such a history with movies. Like, he
wrote some.
Wrote movies? No. But apparently he's really into film, which is cool. But, you know, I made the mistake last week. I said it looked like a post-apocalyptic setting, and you said in the commentary this was not supposed to be post-apocalyptic. It was supposed to be an alternate reality, kind of like Mad Max, or at least the first one was kind of taking place in a...
I mean, tomato, like alternate reality, post-apocalyptic. I mean,
it does
have kind of a 50s feel. He looks kind of like a rocker, right? Like with the heavy leather jacket.
Yeah.
Chad, how come you know about this game?
I played it back in the original one. And
you
remembered
one puzzle in that game?
Yeah.
And brought it up right now?
This is my favorite point-and-click adventure game of all time. Bobby, what did you think of the you know, it's got action sequences, which is a little different than point-and-click.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. I haven't seen that in a LucasArts game before, and that was for its time. I mean, this game came out, what, 95? I want to say, but like,
something like that.
They got these parts in the game where you're riding on a motorcycle and you use the mouse to control yourself going left or right. And then you have other bikers come up and it's like road rash. You got to hit them with like a board or something and knock them off their bike. And like certain weapons take out other, certain bikers, and you got to use the right weapon on the right biker. So like, it's a puzzle, but it's also like an action sequence as well. So I thought that was really good. Also, near the end, the puzzles are timed. Like, you have to solve them in a certain amount of time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or something blows up and you got to restart it again. So, yeah, I was very impressed. I mean, I played a lot of the old school LucasArts games, and this one was definitely... It's definitely up there. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's definitely different than all the other ones. You can tell that this one was kind of like a... A progressive step in their development. Like, you know, they were really coming into their craft with this one.
Much like Thimbleweed Park, it's a very specific nerve that this is touching on. Can you recommend this to, like, the average 30-year-old gamer that never played those.
If you're into point-and-click adventures, then yeah, totally. But if you're into point-and-click adventures, then you already know all about Full Throttle. I mean, I don't need to sell you on this game. It's a classic. So, yeah, this is, I mean, this is a game only for the select few that enjoy those types of things.
Bobby, if you had to give up somebody that's never played a point-and-click adventure the first game to start with, if they're interested in point-and-click adventures, what game would you recommend?
Would it be that new one, but from Double Fine, just because it's new?
I don't know. I really want to go back and play The Cave from 2013 by Ron Gilbert, because that was supposed to combine platforming and point-and-click adventure, and, you know, people said it didn't really do either of them well, but I really want to reassess that game, because I kind of liked it, but then it didn't seem that amazing to me.
Didn't you like
it? So you don't think, like,
you
played it,
right, Chad?
Deponia, no. That's like a traditional point-and-click adventure game, I think, and the puzzles are way too...
arbitrary.
Yeah, like
Broken Age
fair.
Is the one I played to me, though.
Broken Age
would be a good one to start with. I think that one's good. But here's the thing, with a point and I don't if someone's never played a point and click adventure game, I don't think they're going to play one and like it, like any of them. I would tell them to go play a Telltale game. Like, I think that's the new version of point and click adventures.
Okay, fair enough.
Cool. So your review was Full Throttle, though, it
doesn't have the combination stuff that you were talking about. So I don't remember the difficulty being too hard originally for Full Throttle.
It wasn't. There was like one or two puzzles that were really difficult. One of the last ones in the game, like the second to last one is, and here's the other thing too, that Tim Schafer brought up in the DVD comment, not DVD commentary, but the commentary
track. But it's like that. I mean,
it's like
it might
DVD
as well
commentary,
be.
But you know, DVDs are antiquated technology. Why do we need to attach that label to it? But he talks about brute forcing puzzles. He designed one puzzle a specific way so you couldn't brute force it, and that's what you have to do with a lot of puzzle games, and that's when they become zero fun, is when you say, yeah, okay, I'm just going to try every single combination of this until I find the one that works. That's not using your brain. It reminds me of when I was in like 11th grade in my science class, and we had to show our work all the time, and then the teacher, we were grading each other's tests. Each student would swap around a test. Someone's grading my test, and I got the right answer, but I didn't show my work, so the person grading it raised their hand, asked the teacher, and so the teacher's like, hey, Bobby, how did you come up with this answer? And I said, the guess and check method. And he's like, nope, that doesn't count. And, it was kind of a joke. Like, I knew he wasn't going to buy it because I knew I didn't show my work. But it's like, you're not going to have any fun whatsoever if all you're doing is trying to, like, brute force a puzzle. And that's when I don't feel bad about going online and looking one up, is if I get to that point. And there were a few of them
good
like
old
that.
Yeah, you're not trying to impress anybody, right, Polly?
That's why I like the hint system in a lot of point and click adventures. Yeah.
And Thimbleweed did a great job with their hint system. It was a hotline that you would call, so it didn't break what they call the diegesis. Diegesis is a word that you use that means something is contained inside the story. If you talk about the score, or maybe, you know, like text that comes up and says like Seattle 2017, that's non-diegetic text is what they call it in a movie. That means that the people in the movie don't realize that text or that audio is there. So they did a great
good
job
word
with, yeah, look it up. It's when they talk about film theory a lot, it comes up a lot. But with Thimbleweed Park, they did a fantastic job of keeping everything diegetic, and that comes into play at the end with the big reveal too. So it all ties together. That was it was such a beautiful game. I don't think I did it justice when I talked about it a few weeks ago.
Diegesis. I need to get back into that.
Diegesis is the god that I pray to when I have diarrhea.
That's true also.
Diegetic mean? Oh, fastidious is ending. Diegetic means that it is contained within the story, that the characters in the story know about it. So the score of a soundtrack, you know, like in Halloween with the violins, that is non-diegetic.
I have a college degree, but goddamn.
All right, let's move this along. This is getting long.
Yeah. Chi, you are still knocking off games off that list.
Yeah, speaking of beating games, I have only beat one out of my entire New Year's resolution list. And the way I really... Okay, so this is what I figured. There's only 4 months left to the year. And if I'm going to... And of course, that, wait until... Well, basically, procrastination is... You know how procrastinators get stuff done, right? They wait until the very end. Now that there's only 4 months left to the year for me to beat 8-9 games now, I feel like there's going to be a more strategic approach for me in order to beat these games if I actually make it to that point or try to get as close as possible. So with the remaining games, I basically looked up the average time to complete for each game, and on average, each game will take me 60 hours to beat, I would say.
One game might
One game might take me 3 hours, another game might take me 20, but the rest is going to take me anywhere from 60 to 70 hours average. So if I compiled all the hours together, it's 420 hours of gaming that I have to get in before the end of the year.
420.
And if you divide that up into the remaining weeks, it's about 26 hours of gaming every single week, which is honestly the average that I used to game before I started dating. So,
if
I drop my boyfriend and pick up gaming like it's a part-time job again, then I'll go ahead and complete this list, but that's not happening anytime soon. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast because that's not my intention at all. But I do hope to try to invest as close to 20 to 24 hours a week into these games. So, God damn it. That's where I used to be.
But you don't want to change your list at all.
Huh?
No.
I mean, the list is the list itself. I still want to play these games. I still want to beat these games. That doesn't change. I just have to put more time into playing these games and quit being distracted by player unknown.
If you do it, that's fucking crazy. But like, it was like somebody walking into a gym for the first day and is like, I'm going to start with 3 plates. The next week, I want 4 plates, yeah. 5 plates,
well,
6 plates.
We all looked at you like,
you're crazy.
The thing is, I have amazing gamer endurance. Yeah. Like when I got into Divinity with Max, we would at 11 o'clock p.m. go out, buy 2 packs of those double shot expresses from Starbucks.
Fuck yeah, you did.
Kill them in one night and do eight long hour sessions to play this game because
until
I loved
morning,
it.
Right?
That's the best.
So we would be up
world
until 7 a.m.
You and another person are like addicted to the same game.
God, that's
like
so
when
good.
You're sharing that addiction. Like that's the best. That was like Smite back in 2013.
Oh yeah, those are some of like my relationship highlights right there when
Magic
we played Divinity
before
together.
You figure out net decks.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. It's
what's
like
what's going on with that toe?
Don't ever look at me or my feet when we're recording because I can't stop picking at my feet when we record.
Yeah.
I'm a fidgeter, and I always
I'm watching you do it, too.
Oh, jeez, it's so bad.
Yeah, it's so bad. And I'm, like, doing it on Emilio right now for him.
Hey, one more thing to abruptly break that conversation. Mark Hamill does several voices in Full Throttle, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah that's
great
true.
Voice actor. He does the main villain and also some of the other characters.
He's most known for the Joker, though, when voice acting.
Yeah, but he's an incredible voice actor.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Is you know what's so funny?
Everything?
So he's running around talking mad shit on episode 9. Like, he's like, I wouldn't have done that. They did some terrible choices. And he's not saying what it is. He's like, this movie could have been so much better. He's just shitting all over it. And then I watched the trailer for episode 9 and has Mark Hamill outside of character saying, you know, they did some great things. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you can edit anybody to say anything at some point, you know? He obviously doesn't think that.
Or you know, you have to say that kind of stuff when you're doing like promo for a movie.
Yeah, but you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right,
it didn't look like it was part of that thing that they do.
Okay,
Bobby's like, shut up, Emilio.
Yeah.
All right. So hardware, Chad, you got an update on that headset?
Yeah. So I got a couple people that gave me suggestions on what headset.
But what are you doing with your cash? Your like credit.
So I've decided not to buy the Siberia 800s again. They give me a credit so I could just get them again. But this would be headset number 4 for the Siberia 800s, and I don't want to do that anymore. So
and they obviously it's just probably a robot that's taking care of you. But they didn't just say, "Hey, what's going on? Like, stop kicking your headphones."
No, they've just said okay every time, but it's not been a robot. It's been a human that's been saying yes every time.
Interesting.
But these headsets, I don't understand how anybody can break
them. We get it, dude. It's been 4 weeks. All right, what did you pick?
So I got the Arctic 7 from SteelSeries, which is their wireless one, but that was like 150 and I had 240 worth of credit.
Yep.
So I didn't know what else to get. They had they have keyboards, they have mice, but I have that already. So I decided to just get a backup wired headset to try two out.
Okay.
So I have I'm getting the Arctic 7s and the Arctic 5s. So I got both of those and it was all free. So that's coming this week. So I'll try them out, see what I think of them. I hope everything goes well.
And there is an update on the Bloody keyboards. We were supposed to get two. We got one. And we were supposed to get two different types, but obviously that didn't happen. So I had them for a week, and I'm going to give it to Bobby, and then he could just keep it after this. But we will compare notes next week. So we're delaying it 1 week, by the way. And I'm in communication with them. They seem super stoked about us and us with them. So we're going
to
keep this going.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear the review on it because those are nice keyboards. I'm kind of curious if I should be
up, I mean, at E3, we were most impressed by theirs, right? I was.
Yeah, well, for sure.
I was. I don't know about you. I was.
Cool.
All right. Should we move on to news?
The esports corner is rolled into the hardware, and I just now found out that
the
Invitational is starting, so I will be watching a lot of the Invitational. Bobby, I'm assuming that is also happening for you. When is the finals or whatever?
August 12th.
I'm sorry, say that again?
August 12th is going to be the grand finals.
Okay, so that's before we record next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we rented out a hall, right? I mean, we got this, right?
We tried.
Okay.
They didn't get back to me.
Okay, well, maybe we should talk, Bobby, about maybe trying to do something like Chi was mentioning about maybe having a Discord chat or doing a Twitch stream or something to do it.
Yeah, if anyone's on Discord watching the TI, you know, hit me up because I
have you ever thrown a party in your studio? Or maybe we should throw a party in Chad's old room.
Yeah.
A TI party.
Before it's been invaded by munchkins. More on that later.
Cool. Well, let's get into the news, right?
Yep. So we already mentioned that For Honor has a free-to-play weekend coming up. What exactly is that weekend?
Who's not going to participate? I am.
Next weekend it is. If you guys want to participate.
So August 11th to 13th.
So Mr. Negativity says he's not.
No, I've already played For Honor.
Me too. I'm not interested at all.
I'm not interested.
Oh, I'm the only one that didn't play then. I'm sorry.
Next up. Hearthstone's expansion. It comes out August 10th. Knights of the Frozen Throne. I'm already pre-ordered. I'm excited. You guys any interest in playing the new expansion that's coming out?
I thought Hearthstone was on a downswing, no? People still playing this?
Oh, yeah. People are definitely still playing.
Oh, yeah. People are still playing.
So many good card games.
I've been advised by someone not to check this out just because of the things I've said in the past about Hearthstone, and I probably won't. However, Frozen Throne is the part of the Warcraft lore that I'm most familiar with and most excited about, so it does kind of interest me, but I don't know.
Chad, I know there's no more mobile corner, but I think you should probably talk about that game just because it has so much. Those characters transcend.
Which one?
One
Animation Throwdown?
Yeah, Animation Throwdown.
We're way too long this week, but maybe I'll mention it next week.
Okay, cool.
The next thing I want to mention is that there is an esports-based comedy series that is coming out to YouTube Red called Good Game. It's got some writers from Rick and Morty in there.
Interesting.
It's got some names in that. Do you guys have any interest in watching an esports-based comedy series?
I will watch one episode like a motherfucker. I can't guarantee anything else.
I mean, if it's got, it advertises itself as the Dan Harmon-produced esports comedy series, and Dan Harmon is hilarious. Like, if he's got his name attached to the project, that alone makes me want to check it out. But in the past, I haven't really been impressed by a lot of these game shows. Like, The Guild was a very popular one, right? Did you guys watch
that? It's not a game show, right? It's a spoof.
This is weird. There's no Asians on here, except for the Indian kid.
I think the girl on the right is Asian.
It's a spoof, right?
That's a white chick.
It's a spoof. Yeah, it's not a game poking show. Fun at it.
Not a game show.
I can't take it
seriously. Yeah, not a game show.
Okay, you called it. Okay.
It's not a game show, no. It's
Dan Harmon did what?
It's a parody. It's a comedic parody about esports teams with no Asians.
What else did Dan Harmon do?
Well, he did Rick and Morty, obviously.
Oh, okay.
But he did... Why can I not?
Yeah, what was
doesn't
the
matter,
other one?
Doesn't matter. I mean, Rick and Morty is enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Rick and Morty.
And season three is fucking amazing.
I am disappointed, though.
Harmon.
Okay. By the way, none of you guys have the YouTube Red membership, right?
No. I don't think anybody
Nothing
has,
so. Like, dude.
I used to have YouTube Red, by the way.
Community.
What does that mean?
That was the other show he did.
Community. Yeah,
Community. Oh, okay. Which is known as, like, I mean, that was well received.
Oh, it's coming out to YouTube Red. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I would probably, ever occasionally I sign up for YouTube Red, depending on what deals they have. And YouTube Red does have some really good deals. Like, I got 3 months for $1, I think, before. So
that tells you what it's worth.
They were advertising YouTube Red for the summer for free. So I think it is still free now if
you
want YouTube Red.
So I would be interested in checking it out. There's that...
I'm sorry, RedTube has cornered the market. If I see something tube red, I think porn. Why did they do YouTube Red? Why didn't they think of any other name besides YouTube Red? Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
seems
the
like
name,
an oversight.
Dude. I don't think it's what they're offering. For me, it's what they're offering. Let me go see this PewDiePie fucking show that got canceled after 4 episodes. Like, I don't know what is supposed to draw me to this.
Yeah. Mm. Next up, Valve makes changes to some Steam group stuff. So before it was invite only or open public. Now they've changed it to restricted. They added a restricted category. And all the Steam groups that were private now have become restricted. And basically restricted says you can request an invite from them and they can accept or deny you. Previously, you had no way to say I want in your group. So they are adding a way to make groups have ways that you can request membership into your group, which I thought was pretty interesting. The other thing is, I didn't realize this, but apparently the Steam group system is people have been using bots to try to do advertisements and stuff like that. They would just spam people to invite. So Valve is trying to get rid of that. And so they are requiring you to be... Steam friends with somebody to be able to invite them to a group. So it's going to be a lot less of just, I don't know about you guys, but do you guys ever just get random invites to groups?
I do, but I make sure
I do all the time.
The number one thing I check is their Steam level.
Yeah.
No, then, for the groups that I get, literally will just say free CSGO skins. Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Like, that's the name of the group.
That's what they're trying to combat right here.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of that. So, Bobby, you're the most into Steam. What do you think about these two changes?
Well, it's definitely a good change. I know Steam's got a lot of changes coming eventually, but yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
But this is like a Facebook move from like 7 years ago. You know? Like,
yeah.
Why?
Because it hadn't been an important thing to change, but Steam's now gotten so big that they are starting to look into these different things.
I feel like
we're not Facebook, right?
I feel like 2 years ago I was a super Steam fanboy, and it's starting to fall away. I feel like they're not moving fast enough. I think they should make these changes way sooner. They should be ahead of the game with how much money.
Well, they announced those big changes, and I'm not sure when those are coming. But it's
exactly
like
though
a lot of things in the works.
But none of that was like, oh my god, they're the first social network to do this. You know, they should
maybe
be ahead of the game.
Maybe they should pool some of that ridiculous amounts of money that they have into a better actual like team behind Steam.
You know what the problem with that is, Chino?
When so many people do things for free.
Gaben needs sandwiches.
That's true.
And strippers.
I imagine that means that it's changing the DLG group from private to restricted.
We are
so
not
I don't know.
Group.
I don't know if we need to do anything.
We're not
but
what?
We're not a private group. Anyone can join who wants to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What we
if you're public,
half of
then
us
you're
are fucking Russians.
Yep.
Sorry. Maybe.
All right. I just wanted to quickly mention that BioWare Montreal has been rolled into EA Motive. So there is no more BioWare Montreal. Andromeda has successfully killed that studio.
I'm going to say that's not a lateral move.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's gone. or will be shortly gone. So I just want to mention that. Hmm. And then the last thing, that's somebody else. Anything Overwatch related?
Oh, yeah. Well, Overwatch, a new patch, Summer Games is back. I never really played Summer Games last year. Of course, you know, new Overwatch patch means new skins. This one, though, they also changed up a little bit with the loot boxes. Mm. So you can actually purchase through credits previous Summer Games skins, as well as all of the new ones. I think they made it an option.
So they're
now
unlocking skins?
Yeah. Like? So you can purchase through via credits the actual skins,
as opposed to money,
as opposed to loot, by chance loot boxes. And on top of that, too, they're removing duplicates from the loot boxes.
Are people playing this? Is there?
That's what I mentioned to someone the other day. I was like, "Who's still playing Overwatch?" Because I feel like everyone's moved on from that game. Even when I look at my friends list in Blizzard app or whatever the fuck they call it now, I don't see a lot of people playing Overwatch.
And it's funny that you say that, Bobby. That you're like, from my Blizzard friends. Like, you have a PC gaming podcast, and we have a pretty good feel on the pulse. And
yeah,
as far as, yeah,
Dude,
I had a code from the Twitch, Twitch Prime. I had a code for free boxes. Nobody wanted my boxes. Like, nobody plays it anymore.
You know what? I would probably play this game with, 12 Gauge just mentioned in Discord chat. It's a lot of younger players play Overwatch.
It's a great game.
It is a good game.
I think it's also a lot of console, because remember, this came out on Xbox and PlayStation. I think it's still huge on the console scene.
Yeah.
And I think PC gamers have just moved on.
Yeah.
I feel like those console people are like,
I could play this game with my little nephew, who's 9, uh-huh, but just the other night.
Or Roblox.
Just the other night, I was teaching my nephew how to play PUBG.
Uh-oh.
And he's actually really freaking impressive. He takes instructions so well.
Yeah.
So he was picking it up super quick. He's played FPSs before, such as Left 4 Dead, a little bit of Counter-Strike. So, certain intricacies, like what loot to pick up right away. I'm still learning, what loot is worth it for me and what's not. What would be a waste of energy. But, like, the actual motions through the game, every single match we played, like, it was his first maybe 2 or 3 PUBG matches of all time. He's 9. And for me, I would die first, but this is my excuse for dying so quickly. Every single match we played together was me kind of being like mother bear about it. I was like, there's Bambi's a person. I'm going to charge at him full speed because I have a cub to protect. And I ended up dying. Yeah. But then from me dying, I'm able to spectate him and kind of like,
it's funny, because when we play together, you're the first one to die is also. But you're not trying you're not trying to do the mother bear. No, I'm just fucking with you. All right, let's keep moving.
All right. On to listener questions.
Yeah, my favorite part. This is becoming, ever since I said, give us ridiculous questions. I've enjoyed this. This is my favorite part of the show. Let's go.
All right. This one isn't so ridiculous. This is coming from Lab Monkey. It says, what do you guys think about AMD using bundles to fight miners buying their new cards?
This is the kind of question I don't want, but Bobby loves.
A real computer-related question? Yeah.
You know what we need? I think we need a new theme song in lieu of not having Chad's Mobile Corner. We should have something Bobby Gets Hard.
It. People were saying about, like, we should break up every segment with a different little song.
Yeah, they're called bumpers, people, in the biz.
Bumpers, yes.
Bumpers.
All right, Bobby, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I should explain, because someone was telling me the other day, like, what does AMD care if they're selling cards? And it's like, well, it is bad for them. Even though, like, miners are buying up all the cards, it is bad for AMD because, number one, you're not buying into the ecosystem. You aren't buying FreeSync monitors, or you're not using Catalyst Control Center, or whatever they call their software. Like, you aren't buying into the AMD ecosystem if people are just buying the card to mine. The second problem is in a year or two when these cards become outdated and another one becomes better for mining, then the market gets flooded with all these used graphics cards, and then AMD ends up competing with its own cards in the market. So it actually hurts them long term.
That's some super smart shit, Bobby.
I stole it all from a PC perspective and like other legitimate hardware.
No, that was
outlets.
Good though.
Yeah. I'm a great parrot. I just repeat all the smart shit I hear. People think I'm like a genius. But I think it's a good move for AMD because they have to do something about it. I mean, it's better for business for them.
Question. Yeah. Why are AMD cards better for mining? Or is it the price point? Or
No. Well, it all comes down to price point. And that's why they're doing the bundling to make it harder.
I could have sworn I saw something at some point about their architecture being more.
And I can't remember what that is. But okay. The GTX
the multi-threading.
Chat, yeah. Disconnect.
The GTX Titan has the same thing, and I can't remember what it's called.
Multi-threading.
Is it multi-threading?
No, I don't know.
Don't listen to him.
No, there's something.
He's just saying words that he knows.
High bandwidth memory, too. Someone's saying, is that it? Now, there was something else. There's something the way that they process information where you can use your GPU kind of like more like a CPU. So it's not as good as rendering graphics for video games, but it's great for crunching numbers. And that's what makes the card really
good. And this is not going into their overall game plan. Come on. Dude,
I don't know.
At the end of the day, selling units is what you want to do, right? And if they keep feeding into this, what's their newest card? The Ryzen cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the Ryzen cards are better at mining than their older cards and less competitive to the NVIDIA cards, I think they're 100%. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but, I mean, play towards your fans, right? Like, she's making fun of gay people because we don't have any gay people on our listenership.
That's not true. I'm pretty sure we have homosexuals listening. And I'm not making fun of them.
I was just trying to make a shitty joke.
I love my gay people.
I'm just saying.
Obviously it's not working.
If there's
out,
a market,
why AMD's
I would change
it.
My entire... I don't care if I started it. Actually, I'm just changing my business, my whole business this week. It's all changing because I saw the market. I see what sells, and now I'm changing my business.
They have a lot of smart people on AMD, and if they are saying that the bundles are the way to go, then who are we to disagree with them?
Right.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is I've been on Amazon and Newegg, and I've seen ads specifically targeting Bitcoin miners for hardware. But I don't know if it was for motherboards, if it was for graphics cards or what, but yeah, people are marketing towards that, but it's probably not as lucrative as, you know, building a body of customers buying your cards for video games and, you know, buying into the whole AMD ecosystem.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't know. All right.
I have nothing to add to this, so.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Multi-threading.
The answer is go fuck yourself, MSB Dorothy.
This one's for all of you. Is there a game? This is from Mobius, by the way. This one's for all of you. Is there a game you played that you haven't played in years and was hoping for the warm, reminiscent feeling, but quickly found that you wish you hadn't because it was actually a terrible game?
Recently, I wish I would have read this earlier.
Yes, I got an answer.
All right, good.
I mean, yeah. I brought it up before.
Good. Ghost. Good.
When was it? About a year ago, they had like the X-Wing versus TIE Fighter and all the X-Wing series. They kind of were rebooted and added onto Steam. And I was like super excited because X-Wing versus TIE Fighter is one of my favorite games of all time. So I bought them all. I was getting ready to play. Mm. I booted up and it was just like I couldn't get into them. I couldn't. It was just I'm over that whole time of my life, I guess.
I had the exact same reaction when I tried to play X-Wing versus TIE Fighter about a month or two ago. It was just too old. I had a similar reaction when I played, what was the other Star Wars game that was on the N64?
With Jedi Knight? No. Dark Academy 2?
No. The one with Dash Rendar. Oh my God. Chat, help me out here. You know this.
Let me cut in here. I'm going to say this doesn't happen to me because I don't have that, whatever that nostalgia fucking gene is, I don't have it. Everything goes to shit right away. So I know that anything from the past is fucking shit. So I don't play it. So that's what I'm going
except
with.
For all the Warhammer games.
I thought you were going to say, this doesn't happen to me because I don't play shit games, period.
Shadows of the Empire?
Shadows of the Empire. There it is.
All there right. you go.
So, yeah, that game. And then, of course, Deus Ex, the original one. That's one that it's more of a... I never beat the game when I played it when it was out, and I just always wanted to beat that game, so I keep trying to go back and play it, but it is such a hard game to play.
That's not a cop-out answer, guys. I honestly believe. Like, if I think people would be better off without the nostalgia gene, whatever that is. I never even feel it. I don't know why you would go back and play something.
Wait. No nostalgia sense gene, whatever that is. Isn't that called, it'll come to me. Okay. Whatever that is.
Homophobic?
No, that word does not exist anymore on this. I mean, that shouldn't exist on this podcast.
All right, let's go to the next question.
All right, next question coming from Moogle Mike.
Sentimental.
Sentimental.
Boom.
Yep.
That's okay. What it is.
And Emilio is not sentimental. He's the farthest thing from sentimental. Thing.
Yeah.
100%. This is a life hack. If you get a gift card, or I'm sorry. If you get a gift card, what is it called?
A greeting card.
Thank you. If you get a greeting card, open it. I've said it a bunch of times. Open it a bunch above the trash can. If there's no money or handwritten portion, just drop it immediately into the trash can. If there is a handwritten portion, because it might have something to do with the will, read that handwritten portion, then drop it. Why do I sound so callous? Because what does it matter to the person that sent it to you if you hold it on for 1 day, 1 hour, or 6 months, or 12 months?
Hey, when I go home and I see my greeting cards on the family fridge, knowing that they think of me every single time they see it, it makes me happy, and I'm sure it makes them happy.
You know, I agree with what you're saying, Emilio. Like, I'm one of these people that do not believe in greeting cards. I think they're...
I've never seen one in your house.
Oh, no, I get them, and I set them up. But you know what I do have? The only ones that I've hung on to are, like, the letters from kids. Because sometimes I need to read those when I have a shitty day at work.
That's like legit, though.
Yeah.
I actually have an envelope of affirmations that I hold on to. This one time, we had an entire classroom where you were forced to write something nice about somebody and put it in their envelope. And so I have 30 nice things about me in an envelope. And of course, they were forced.
Funny because I can't
compliments,
think of
one. But. Please.
Was it a bunch of, she really likes gay people?
You should just say, gee, you're not homophobic at all. That's so nice. Yeah. And, you know.
Bobby, you can answer this.
Next question. Moogle Mike, what firearms do you guys each own? Which ones do you want to buy? If you do not have any firearms, why not? Why the fuck don't you have any guns?
Wow.
Well, we are Americans. America.
We are. We do have the right to bear arms.
Man, there is a huge difference. So we had, MSB Dorothy come and stay
just
with
call
us.
Call him Lab Monkey.
Lab Monkey. And we had his buddy came over. And these guys are not like something you would think as gun guys. They're just nerdy video game guys anywhere else. But since they came from Texas, they were talking about being strapped up to the motherfucker. Like they got they got like sidearms and they got a fucking M16s and all this stuff. And anywhere else, let me try to change this. The dorkiness and the nerdiness of PC gaming kind of bleeds into gun ownership and that. Because it's the same kind of like technical specifications and this and that. It has to be all right. Not that Lab Monkey has a blue...
I wouldn't say so.
I think so.
I think gun ownership has a lot of responsibility behind it.
No, it does.
Video games.
It should
with a lot
have
of video
a lot
games.
Of responsibility.
Yeah, with video games, you could do all a shit ton of things on video games, and there's no repercussions whatsoever.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right,
so
you're right.
It's like, as for like the...
All I'm saying is the same gene that makes us dorky. No, the ones that makes us dorky for technical specs. It's like somebody that works on their car is the same guy that makes a hard
when
you rod.
What I realized is when I got older, everybody's a nerd about something. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, everybody's
because
got
nerd
one
means
thing.
Passion.
Yeah, nerd means that you're just really into something. And if you're like a person who's just not really into anything, then you're probably like really lame. Like, there's nothing special about yeah. you. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Like, at least just like watch a bunch of movies. Now you're like really into movies. I mean, everyone's
no.
really into something. It could be cars. It could
oh
be
my
photography.
Gosh.
It could
but
be
one,
you want to hear something
people.
Really awful that I tell my boyfriend sometimes? Okay, this is so awful. I'm sorry that I like
stop
bring this
joking
into
me.
The. No, just no. But basically, when I get really frustrated about wanting more time to play video games or needing to socialize through the video game hemisphere, yeah. I go, you do understand you're dating a gamer girl, right? You do understand, like, this has been a lifelong passion. Nothing is new about playing video games and doing the things that I do for as long as I've lived. If you want somebody who doesn't have these certain intricacies, go find yourself a Netflix hoe. One of those
Whoa.
Girls that the only thing, when you ask a girl what she fucking did with her day off, oh, you know, I watch Netflix, that fucking hoe. Go date one of those. Don't fucking date a gamer girl. That's
back
like, when I'm mad,
G.
that's my convert. That's like, that's how I converse. Sorry.
What's
sorry
to
bring
to do
this
with
like.
Guns?
yeah.
Sorry. So we're talking about passion, and that's yeah. how I feel about. I'm sorry.
See, you're getting a lot more followers now. Like, people are like talking about cheat.
No, I was like.
Chance. They're calling them.
Rants. Smitchy, I'm raunchy now. Yeah. Like, the raunchy side's coming out.
Wait, so. Wait. Does anybody own a gun?
Bobby owns a gun, but he doesn't want to talk about it.
What? Where do you keep
I'm
it, Bobby?
For everybody. It's a surprise. I'm waiting for everyone to finish their dialogue. Yeah, I only have two guns right now. I used to have four. I used to have a Remington 870 shotgun, foldable stock, and I had a Desert Eagle, but I sold those
nice.
A couple years back. I have a Seacamp 32 ACP, which is a gun that is smaller than my wallet. Very, it's like a little Derringer.
A lady gun.
Yep. Keep it in my pantyhose when I'm out working the corner.
Saturday night special.
The, yep. One of those like ankle guns? Or no, the stocking guns.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really look like that, but yeah. And because this is California, all our guns have all these safeties and modifications to them. So that is the California edition Seacamp. And I have an HK USP Compact 9mm, which is an amazing gun. HK makes the best guns, in my opinion.
That's Heckler and Koch.
Yeah.
I do not own any guns, but I have shot an extensive amount of
because you're Mexican.
Firearms because my father was a hunter. He
and Mexican.
He used a something 30 Win Mag, 30-06 Win Mag. Does that sound right? He shot that. I had a lot of shotguns, automatic, everything. I've shot a lot of anything that has anything to do with killing small animals. I've shot it. Did I shoot it into animals? A few times if I was lucky, but not a whole lot. But yeah,
crossbow,
I've shot a lot
bow
of guns.
Arrow.
I do have a fantasy in
slingshot.
The back of my head because I'm a Joe Rogan fag. I said it right. I want to use arrows to kill things. And I have this fantasy that I'm going to have time to practice and do that, but I have not. And also I think that, having a bow skills after the apocalypse is going to be super sweet.
Yeah, archery is. I used to be really into archery as a kid, and it is. A
of
lot
course,
of fun.
You were, because you were into everything.
yeah,
I did a lot of things. Shot my friend in the foot one time with it. It was hilarious.
Wow!
Like the arrow went into his foot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He was sitting
through
on top of the
fucking
haystack
asshole,
with the target
dude.
On. Oh. It. I told him to get off, but
yeah,
he
he's
didn't.
An asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but archery is a hell of a lot of fun. And as I got older, I started using the compound bows, which were crazy. But I never really took it much further than that. But you know, it is different in California. Like the whole attitude towards guns. I think a lot of our listeners are, you know, out there in another part of the states where it's a lot more acceptable. And in California, like
Smokey
mentioned in chat, like when he was out here and he and his friend were talking about guns,
oh, yeah.
One of the ladies sitting behind us at the place we were at, like started freaking out a little bit thinking that they had guns on.
Well, he did say, I don't go anywhere not strapped.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't have statistics to back it up, but I also feel like in California, we shoot a lot more people. I don't know. Does that, maybe that's just anecdotal.
I think, yeah.
Well, because when, if the criminals know that the normal people don't have guns, then they're a little more free with their gun usage. I don't know. That's what they would say in Texas anyways.
I think people are going to be shooting up at
people. I think people outside of America think everybody in America has guns, but that's not the case, especially not in California. We are not a gun state.
Gia, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you were a burglar and you were burglaring and...
Am I dressed up like a cat?
Sure. Okay. And it's all shiny, too.
Ooh.
Your cat suit.
Skin tight.
Yes, I might be playing into this more than I need to. But anyway, so, and you run up against the person who lives there. He either has a pistol aimed at you or a drawn bow. Which one would be more scary? Like, be honest.
The pistol.
The pistol, for sure.
I still feel like I could see an arrow coming at me, but a gun, yeah, hell no.
Yeah, you could karate chop
and then
arrow.
Not only that, like, bullets can clip corners. And I'm pretty sure, like, that bow, I don't know if it's the bow would clip a corner.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good answer.
Yeah. And, like, I've played with a lot of fucking weapons growing up. From either, like, some guy taking me to the shooting range. Hey, you want to go shoot some guns? You want me to show you how to, yeah. Big brother, he was a big, he's the one that got me into video games. I fucked with all his slingshots, bow and arrows, and I'm from Minnesota, which is a hunting state. So, being around weapons is, like, something I've always been used to, but I've never actually desired owning one. Like, not even a samurai sword or anything, you know. For me, though, when it comes to weapons, I just don't like the idea of possessing a weapon. And where I am a bartender and I work late night shifts, and people always ask me, you know, what do you have for protection? Do you at least have, pepper spray? And I don't. I don't carry around pepper spray, and people would think I'm fucking foolish. But at the same time, you know, I think in a lot of situations, first off, my intelligence and, like, my overall, you know, like, safety awareness would be the most important things and how to react in a critical situation. And then more than anything, I have a shit ton of fucking resolve. So if I were ever in a situation where my safety was jeopardized, like, I know that I'm going to be fucking doing something, whether it's, like, running away, the whole flee concept, like, or, you know, finding the closest accessible weapon to defend myself. Like it's just one of those situations where I don't need to have a weapon to feel more or less safe. So, and I feel like possessing a weapon, especially if I'm not trained or versed in how to use it or to have it as easily accessible, come like a certain emergency situation, it's like it for me, it's like, it's more of those things where it's like, I would not feel more or less prepared.
I have no interest in owning a gun. I agree with that.
Yep. Also, he means a version of Game of Thrones where nobody dies.
No.
That's true.
He reads.
Ned Stark is still alive in your Game of Thrones.
No, he does. Like a fantasy. It's called, what's it called?
He's saying I read a fantasy book where nobody dies.
What's it called? The Wheel of Time.
You know what? It's funny. I wonder if there's a fan fiction where of Thrones that no one dies. That would be a really good fan fiction.
Except nothing would happen because nobody dies.
Yeah.
I do enjoy shooting them off every once in a while, but I have no interest in owning one. That's just going to be more headache than it's worth. I'd rather just rent one to shoot it once a year or whatever it was, you know.
Yeah, in Vegas, you can, like, go to those places and shoot, Tommy guns and stuff.
Oh, those are fun.
Oh, the big ones.
Oh, and paintballing is so much fun. And
it is.
Yeah, paintballing's fun. And what's the other gun? It's not like a BB gun. They don't call it airsoft. Airsoft is fun,
Airsoft,
too. Laser tag is fun.
Let's wrap this bitch up, huh?
That's been long.
All right, final question coming from the Mayo. Chi, what was the first game you launched when you got your PC back?
Oh, that's so obvious.
No, it's not.
PUBG?
Yeah, that goes without saying.
It is pretty obvious.
I started up PUBG.
Born first, then PUBG.
I started up PUBG. I don't watch porn on my PC. freaking Chad. Loaded up PUBG, realized the game was still crashing on me, and I was a little frustrated. I'm like, oh, I thought since I gave my computer to Bobby, all my problems would be solved. Not the case. So it turns out I actually do have a defective RAM stick that would perpetually make my game crash.
So wait. So we didn't have to switch all the shit out?
No. Like, the MOBO definitely died. Oh, but before then, okay. I was having problems with a defective RAM. And so I had to do the whole swap out, and finally I'm pretty sure I got the defective RAM stick, so when now my PUBG never crashes anymore, and that's
good.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
When I RAM with my stick, it's never defective. Anyone? No? Is that a switch?
Boo. That's a boo. Right.
And that's all the time we have, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Boo.
All right, everybody. So speaking of chat,
I just want to bring up the time we had.
I'm gonna play some Stormblood. Hopefully,
oh my gosh,
some League of Legends with Bobby. Hopefully, I'm gonna try to finish up Hollow Knight.
T-shirt. New company logo.
The poster, yes. So,
right. Yeah, I should work on getting that stream team together and working on my completion challenge. So outside of PUBG, I feel like the games on the completion challenge are the only ones going to be focused
on. Oh, yeah, 27 hours a week. Yeah. All right, Chi.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that it? I want to play RimWorld, I installed.
If Chad's going to be playing some League, then I'll hit that up again. Hopefully some more Battlefield 4. Always have fun with that. Can't go wrong there.
Or you could try Battlefield 1 and have a really good time.
When it's Origin Access, I don't know. We'll see. Right. It's got to be soon. But I don't know. As far as like another game, like an actual story-driven narrative game, I don't know. I'm running kind of low on point-and-click adventures. So I don't know. Maybe finish off Far Cry 4 like I said I was going to do last week.
Rubbernut said he beat Blood Dragon, said it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I feel like I'm the only person that played Primal.
I think you are.
Yeah. I really liked it. I like Caveman.
Dude, I can't even finish 4. I'm not going to start Primal. Like, I don't know.
I would say Primal is probably 75%, maybe 65% as long as number 4. Anyway, speaking for Chi, Chad, Bobby, and myself... We're gonna go with the webcam crotch titties.